Yeah. We also need to be affectionate. And you can see that with Barack and Michelle as mm-hmm. well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting with one yeah. another.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
I didn't know Barack was like that.
That's the man I voted for.
Impressive.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast, number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything. This week in the studio, myself, Joel, from HiJinxandSue.com, Eli.
Everyone can eat shit! Big bag of shit!
Eli from BigBagOfShit.com.
I'm the greatest man in the world! Woo!
Oh, man. What a violent asshole you are.
A violent asshole? Who's that?
Next to him...
We call that diarrhea.
Listen.
Call that Josh.
Listen, fuckballs. Next to him is Denise.
You motherfucking cocksucker.
And Josh.
Yay.
Cock sandwich that hurts.
Cock sandwich?
Cock sandwich?
Josh got cock sandwich?
Yeah. Of course he does.
Josh, what's this make for you?
What?
Four podcasts total?
No. This is number seven.
Number seven? Good. You're doing good.
Yeah. Good to be back.
You are terrible.
I enjoy my guest host position. I treasure each and every time I'm able to be here.
You know that Denise has actually been on more than you, right?
Like, that's not true. Is that true?
I would wager it.
Are you bullshitting probably. Me? Or don't give me that probably. Like, give me math.
Because she was... You know what numbers. Was weird is I started looking back at old ones. First of all, if you're new to the High Jinx and Sue podcast, and let's say you've only heard back to episode, I don't know, 39. Don't go listen to the first, like, 10.
No. Listen to the first one.
Because I went and listened...
Why? What's wrong?
You're
funny.
Oh, actually...
Okay, I went and listened...
In the first 10? No. The first 10, I sound like this.
Hey, my father!
That's actually louder because yeah. you still have a good mic, no matter how far away you get from it.
Yeah, that was the shittiest piece of shit.
In number
shit
one,
ever.
You're basically inaudible. But I went back and listened to most of, like, the beginning of number one... 25 minutes in, and we haven't even started the show.
Well, like, we didn't know what we were
Eli
doing.
Eli starts playing a song or something, and we immediately never introduced ourselves, never said what was going on, and immediately started talking about, like, dicks or something. Like, immediately.
It was a sign of things to come.
I like the fact that I had to unmount my mic and then put it right up to the
yeah.
speakers of my PC
yeah.
and be like, here's something funny.
Here's Thomas Edison invented this way of transmitting audio.
Watson, come here, I want you.
See, he said that because...
Yeah. Right. So anyway, it was terrible. Don't listen to those.
Right.
Pretend they're not there.
No, but that was the start. There were so many bits
I will
that started
say,
there
though,
that have died.
That the
there.
Lunch cast, that episode 2, which is almost impossible to understand,
right.
Has some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard
that
in my
is
life
true.
On it.
There was a lot of scissoring.
And
in that
Denise
one.
Was there. No, that's the second lunch cast.
Oh, that was the second lunch cast.
But
oh.
Denise was there for lunch cast number one.
Was that?
And so was
that the
Allison.
One, Red Hot and Blue?
Yeah.
When
Pork Chop Boogaloo.
Nobody could hear anything.
Yeah. You guys, you can't hear you guys at all, but we were close
we
enough
the
to the
angry
mic.
Waitress.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So
what, light. What you guys want?
What do you want?
Hey, you know, we should reminisce more about old podcasts.
On new podcasts?
New podcasts.
So this week on Hijinx Zoo Podcast number 42, we are going to talk about... No, stop.
What?
Wow.
Apparently we're not talking about shit.
Is Marvel trying to fuck Mickey Rourke in the new Tony Stark, Iron Man movie? Seagate Drive's going bad all over the place. Samurai Attacks in Florida. A Veronica Mars movie?
Yeah, I heard about that. I got hard.
Mike Judge's 10-year Office Space reunion. Hugh Jackman doing damage control on Wolverine. Later in the topic area, which I've now called Top Explode, we're going to talk about the shitty tech inside the White House that Obama has to deal with, Oscar nominations, and some stuff about the Lost new season. We're also going to talk about Liam Neeson's Taken, which everyone saw but me.
Oh, are we ever.
But we could watch it again.
Except
I don't have it with
well,
me.
We need to, but Fuckface forgot it.
Well, sure.
You didn't tell me to bring it.
And then the post show for those... subscribing to vault.hijinxandsue.com or who have made a generous donation this month. We'll talk about eight comedians who did serious well. The Enterprise versus Galactica, who would win? Like there's a contest. And the top what the frack moments from BSG. I doubt we'll get to all of that, but we'll get to a lot of it.
And we answer questions.
And we're going to answer your questions in the mail sack. Thank you, Eli. In the post show, if you've never heard a post show, it's typically about 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes an hour of additional podcast for anyone that makes a donation. Also in the vault, you can get your desktops and your behind-the-scenes art, and primarily the post show. So starting this week off...
What is going on in the chat room? Jesus.
What are the fuckers talking about?
They're already going. I don't know what to talk about.
Well, then don't ignore them. Be here on the show.
Keep going.
The chat's for them. The show's for
us.
I'm just looking at the audience.
Did you know, last week...
You're supposed to pretend that they're in their underwear. That's how you deal with that.
I don't want to do that at all.
Last week we chatted live during the Battlestar premiere, and those crazy motherfuckers did not stop talking until 3 a.m. that night.
Wow, guys. Jesus.
I walked in here, and it was still going strong with, like, 25 people, and I was like, you guys are weird, I'm going to bed.
It's like, come on, dude, put on some pants and go to bed.
Oh, hey, turn that fan on if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's really hot.
I was pointing at you, Denise.
Josh is closer.
Really?
Josh is closer. God, I hate both of you. Thanks, Josh.
Oh, hey, guess what? We're only recording one track.
Seriously, number 42. Podcast number 42. Welcome, everyone. Only the pros, baby.
Yeah, no, this is the part. Joel's going to piece this back together from the recording of the video later. That's the only way this is going down.
Did we break it again? Is that what happened?
And here we go, podcast number 42.
All right, wait a fuck that one up. In 3, 2, 1.
Hijinksu podcast number 42. After some brief technical difficulties, if you're hearing the episode start here, that means I was unable to fix it. If this is roughly 7 minutes in for you, then I did okay.
My money is on you fuck this up.
Well, you know what happened is I unplugged the sound card to plug in my DV cam to dump some of my tapes. And so
yeah,
you streamed...
That's
great. GarageBand didn't know where it was. At least my intro will still be there. All you guys won't be audible, but like anyone can worry about that.
That's true.
They're not
that's
here
true.
For you. They're
they
here
don't
for
care.
The money.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus! What money?
Wait, that's how I refer to myself.
There was money?
I refer to myself as the money.
I was like, you're wait, the what the... Can I have a contract for negotiation?
So, like, number one in This Week in Internet. I'm only mentioning because I know Denise has something to do with it.
What?
Apparently, so China ran Obama's inauguration speech on a delay because they figured he was going to say some bad stuff about communism. And there was a brief thing about communism and how we're fighting for freedom, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, China didn't want its people to see that, so there was like a jump cut. And illegal Filipino satellite pirates broadcast the real thing.
Oh, no.
To China.
I don't care.
What nice. Well done.
What did you do, Denise?
I did all of that single-handedly, obviously.
What did you use?
To
how did you
spite
do it?
The Chinese.
You single-handedly fought communism.
Yes, I did.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I never thought you had it in you.
I know.
Did you, like, take one of your woks and turn it up into a dish and then point it at the sky?
That was my old science project, so yes.
Had to turn a wok into a pirate TV right. station and then cook live baby ducks on it later?
Yeah. I mean, it's multi-purpose.
Sure. No, you gotta do it all at once. So, that's that. Mm. Next internet. This is kind of funny. This is on Boing Boing. Boing boing.
What? Oh.
Bong bong. Why isn't there a partner site all about weed called Bong Bong?
You need to buy that
all the weed
right now.
All the weed news.
You need to go ahead and
Josh
start that right now.
Josh could maintain it for us.
No.
I wouldn't know what to post.
I am an occasional user.
Bong bong. It's just funny to say.
I have never owned a bong. And it's been years since I've owned a pipe.
Bong bong silver. Did I tell you about... Did we
Wesley Pipes.
Did we talk about this on the cast? Where I was on the way to Beaumont for Christmas, and I stopped at a convenience store that was just a head shop with some convenience store stuff in it.
Okay.
Did I tell you about that?
Not me.
Okay.
I may not have been listening.
Maybe you weren't here.
Billy Bong Thornton.
Billy Bong Thornton.
That's the other one.
We're on the way home. It's a 350-mile trip almost. You guys are fisting stuff.
I know.
Whoa.
So we go. I'm like, we're thirsty, and my wife is motion sick. I've gone to 5 different places to try and find motion sick tablets, and I can't find any. So we go into this convenience store. It's just like a regular 7-Eleven. We open the doors, and the front half of it is a 7-Eleven, and the whole back half is a head shop.
And not even, did you get like a hacky sack?
There were hacky sacks.
Were there adult novelty items?
There were.
Yes.
Why is it called
in a 7-Eleven?
Why are they called head shops?
They just are.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't question it,
man. You just roll with
right.
it.
Right. Listen to Cheech over here.
Yeah.
So I go in and no one's there. And I'm like, okay, maybe they're just going to take what I need and leave. So I go around the back and there is a dude stalking the room in the back. And I am 2 feet away from him. And I'm like, dude, bro, we need some help.
Hey, bro, Safina.
Hey, you.
What's going on?
Hey, hello. If he was deaf, it would have been really embarrassing, but I'm thinking he was just so high.
Yeah.
Hey, I need help. And so he never...
That is the volume Joel normally talks at.
Right. So he never looks up. I go back to the front
and I'm
like,
bleeding.
Fuck this. We'll do it live. And I leave. I'm walking out and 3 people emerge from a different back room, obviously having just smoked weed. There was even a white girl in like a hoodie and a stocking cap. And it wasn't cold.
Right,
you know,
right,
like
right.
That's the uniform, and I'm like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so this is on Bing Bong.
Denise, is he cool?
Are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop. You have to tell me.
It's law.
I saw the movie. Saw the movie. You have to tell me, bro. Are you a cop? Okay, he's cool. So there's a link to a graphic that is the taxonomy of heavy metal band names.
Oh, that is that is wonderful. Actually, one of the guys that I got it through LiveJournal through one of the guys here in the podcast.
Oh yeah,
yeah, from Tolkien Cub. I don't know what he calls himself in the podcast.
So I'm gonna pull up the whole thing here. The main categories are deadly things, death, religion, bad misspellings, and animals, and then each of those branch. So
does it expand?
Starting with, click and click and click, and then you get the full thing. Starting with deadly things, you can go from there and go to medieval, and there you're going to get your dragon force, the sword, your flesh castle, your Agatha diamond, and your wizard. There's a subsection of medieval called Viking. That'll give you Hellhammer, Odin's beard, Viking crown. From religion, you can go to biblical, and there's Lamb of God, Exodus, Testament, Babylon.
Oh, that's rad.
Leaky stigmata.
Ew.
Whoa.
From there, you can go further to the book of...
Must be her time of the month.
Sure. Back then, they didn't have the technology to cope with
that. The hand?
From there, you can go to the book of Revelations, and you get Ragnarok, Sign of the Beast, Mexican Santa, apparently.
Mexican Santa.
It's really good.
Oh, man. There's a crippled Lucifer under Satanic.
Under religion, Satanic.
Satan's loneliness.
I'm just a big fan of under the badass misspellings, breaks down into foreign sounding, and that's Queensryche.
Queensryche, yeah. Fake. Great. There's umlauts has their own category, Motorhead, Blue Oyster Cult, Spinal Tap, Death Clock, and Fetus. Double umlaut gets your Motley Crue. Triple umlaut is impossible, it says. So,
basically impossible.
There's a section for puns involving hell. You get Halloween, Hellbilly, and Hallelujah. actually foreign names, Dimmu Borgir, Borknagar, Pantera.
There are Faulkner references. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's As I Lay Dying. Corn Cob Rape.
I must have missed that part of the book.
A good one is under death, there's Pleas for Help, and then below that it's Adolescent Poetry, and there's your System of a Down, Cradle of Filth, All That Remains, and Thine Eyes Bleed. That's like stuff that you would see titled on DeviantArt, like LiveJournal posts. So that's cool. Check that out.
That's kind of rad, actually. You
There's
notice
a lot of good information here.
The circles form a
pentagram.
Yes, it is a pentagram. Yeah. That sounds very good there.
Actually, under animals, the number one is imaginary, and then there's goat snake, cancer bats, iron butterfly, white snake, white lion. Below that is extinct, and you've got mastodon and queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age.
They're an extinct imaginary animal. That's good. Under animals, there's a subset called Party Animals, and that's Ozzy and Andrew WK. So,
iron butterfly sounds like whatever you're attracting towards your living room.
Yeah, I accidentally installed daylight bulbs.
Oh, God. It's like staring directly into a fridge. Fridge was like the size of the entire living room.
Well, I also brought the living room temperature down to like -20, so I'm getting going for a whole motif.
Cool, that's great.
Whole motif. My fridge died, so I have to use the whole house. Next internet. Okay. So there was news going around that, you know, Mickey Rourke's career is going to be on a rebound, but I guess he himself is not, because really would he still be Mickey Rourke if it was? But he's going to be, or was supposed to be, Crimson Dynamo in Iron Man 2. Now, last week we talked about Samuel L. Jackson saying that his manager could not secure a financial deal to their liking to get him back as Nick Fury. Now they're saying they offered Mickey Rourke $250,000 to star in that movie.
Better luck next time!
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That's sad. $250,000. Why would they do that?
I mean, like, pathetic. They make more than that for three episodes of How I Met Your Mother.
Dude, somebody shits that, like, every day.
And like, he would be the main toilet. Bad guy. He would be the, you know, the dude's role.
That's
from
really
last time.
Shitty. Why would they do that?
Now, granted, I don't know what is fair. I mean, what's fair? $1 million? $5 million? Certainly not 20. But apparently they fucked up on money so bad last time that they're like way lowballing people now.
Really?
So, yeah, remember we were talking about how they accidentally paid Terrence Howard more than Tony Stark?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's weird.
But Robert Downey's the kind of guy that wouldn't
fucking
care.
Well, it just seems like it made so much money, though, that it would balance out
somehow.
Yeah, that's
what I don't understand.
But the economy's still shitty.
Well,
like, Marvel as a whole didn't make any money, but that movie did. But comic books are in the toilet.
But they have all that money. What did they do with it?
Well, the money. It was also an expensive movie.
And it looked like it, and that was awesome.
Right. Who saw The Wrestler? Was it any good?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
I've heard that it's between that and Slumdog for movie of the year. But we're going to get to Oscars later. So anyway, stop fucking around, Iron Man 2. Don't make your movies suck. I don't know. Anybody got anything?
This is going to be a fucking disaster.
Okay. Eli just talks through button presses now.
Yeah, you should really just...
He's like a robot.
Fucking R2-T2 or something.
He hasn't said a fucking word since we started.
Everyone can eat shit!
He's still getting his point across, though. I don't know if it really matters.
This is what he does all day at home. He just practices this.
I perfect, like, just moving my hand.
He watches TV and he replies to the people on the picture tube.
Right. The picture... On the picture tubes!
The what?
On the wireless! He's got a big old 30s radio, and he's just doing soundboard effects at Little Orphan Annie cereals.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Has anybody at this table ever had a serious hard drive failure?
Yes, I have.
Would you like to talk about it?
Where
it's a safe place here. You can tell us.
It was a very traumatic experience.
When did it touch you? Where did the hard drive touch you?
I think you know.
Okay.
Yeah. No, when I went to college, I had my only computer with this one hard drive in it. Every level I had ever built existed on that hard drive.
Pre-professional work?
All of my pre-professional work is gone.
Wow.
All of it.
That's unfortunate. But people have them, right? On the internet somewhere? The finished levels?
There are small portions of that that have existed on through other people, but only a tiny fraction.
Man, that's a suck.
When was this?
This was, like, seriously, maybe 8 months before I started a Gearbox.
And so they're like, show us your portfolio.
And
you're
I was like,
so what the fuck did you show?
Bro.
I didn't show shit. Like,
I rolled it up and smoked it. I don't have a
portfolio. Well, that is true. You came in as a tester.
So. Yeah, I came in as a tester, and then I was all like, oh, dude, you're doing it wrong. And then I, like, fixed other people's levels, and they're like, what the fuck are you, like, being a tester for? I'm like, I don't know. You should pay me money, bitch.
So.
That's not how that went at all, but.
Seagate. Yeah. Has had an unbelievable amount of their Barracuda line of drives failing. I'm trying to see if I can find a percentage.
1,100.
Percent?
11 billion.
11 billion percent?
$1, Bob.
It's the Barracuda 7200.11. That sounds like 1,100. Size is 160 gig to 1.5 terabyte. So check on that shit. If you got one of those, get your data off of it and ask for a new one. They're actually going to pay for data recovery.
That's pretty awesome.
They're failing so bad. And data recovery is like $1,000 a drive.
Yeah, the thing is, though, the way that the drives die doesn't actually harm the data at all. It's completely...
It's a firmware problem.
Right.
That's the weird thing.
The drive just stops spinning up, so there's no way to read the data.
Except that you can't flash firmware on a hard drive without deleting it, so...
Well,
if they released a firmware patch, you would have to get all your data off of it anyway.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I think that's right. I lost a hard drive. I've lost a bunch of hard drives, but I lost one time that had all my pictures on it, and I had moved them all to my then girlfriend, now wife's computer. except for all of my projects.
Oh, yeah.
Including the arcade box and everything.
I think I had the only remaining copy of the early arcade box photos that I gave back.
You have the ones that we took. There's a whole set that is just gone forever.
No, the original set, whenever you look even...
You've got some of them, but not all of
ridiculously younger.
Yeah, but not all of them. Speaking of ridiculously younger, I was going through all my old DV tapes and dumping them to DVD recently, and as Josh walked in, there was a tape from my bachelor party where Josh has the hair.
The hair.
Like the Rob Blagojevich hair. It's like an animal
it
living on top
not.
Of his head.
It is not.
It's like a marmot.
You will not call that Blagojevich hair.
It's an amphibious rodent.
It's a nice marmot.
Dude.
Shut up. God damn it.
Man, it's marmotish.
Yeah, and I just recently posted a picture of him with...
Where did you get those?
I was going through old hard drives because I was looking for some old work. Because I wanted to put up a site or a part of my portfolio to put like legacy stuff because I have old school stuff that I found. That I was
like one section of your portfolio is going to be old pictures of Josh.
Well, no.
These are nice old pictures of Josh, Eli.
Like I found really old 3D models like from as far back as like the James Bond stuff, which is really old. And it's like old school modeling and old school texturing. And I was finding that stuff and I thought, you know, we kind of need to show some of this stuff in a legacy like extra sort of thing, because I don't want to show that off as...
You want to show your age.
Well, you want to show like this is how we used to do it,
like
sort of
in
thing.
E-True Hollywood
this
stories.
This is how we do it. Yeah.
Shut up.
During all that, I stumbled across those pictures.
I got to get mine in a big black truck. You can get Yo's in a 6-foot.
Shut up.
Okay.
But yeah.
So was Josh a texture? Was that real?
What?
Yeah, I was hand painted actually.
There was also pictures of your Texas cake that we've talked about like four
times. Yeah, I do want to bring that up.
No, you don't, because we've talked about it maybe when you weren't here, but we've told the story like three times.
I still have it. I can't even feel my arms. I just want to bring it up because now we have the photographic evidence of my culinary masterwork.
Okay. It's a good Texas.
What?
The only one?
I used to make pie.
Oh, yeah, you should do that.
Reserve Grand Champion, Bandera County, like 1996.
Whoa.
Yeah, you should. That was like
4-H club like medals that you're trying to like be proud of now. Milk.
That was the
drinker
county,
tester guy.
That was the county stock show, and in the middle of fucking nowhere, Texas, the county stock show is an important event.
Fattest ass.
Did you win a pig? Is that how that goes?
No,
the pigs.
You
win.
Sell the pigs there.
The pigs win pie.
So what did you win? Like a ribbon? Do you have a ribbon?
I have a big metal
nice
thing, trophy plate thing. That
it says, "Congratulations, you're gay."
So was
nice
it
pie.
that wasn't until much later.
Nice.
Was
pie.
That just like a drive by? Here's my pie. I'm just driving through.
No. I was in the stock show. I was auctioning off a hog.
He was a hog in the
Wait,
stock show.
Wait, what? How do
and
you
I
have
just,
a hog?
He lived on a farm.
How do you not know all
I
this?
I thought your dad was like a priest.
You ever seen Science of the Lambs? Oh, him God. And Clarice's childhood's
Dude.
Remarkably similar.
We go, oh, me and Clarice go way back.
The Lambs.
I could smell her cunt so much before on the oh, screen.
Come on, yeah, man.
Do you pray for the silence
Wait,
of the pigs?
I'm still at, Josh? You were,
okay.
You sold the pig?
Yes, I did.
You raised the pig
raised
and then
the
you
pig
sold it?
For auction.
For bacon stuffs,
I
yeah. They love it and
know
then they let
that
it go.
At all.
It's not all like Wilbur some pig, Charlotte's Web shit. They
oh,
eat,
wow,
you know.
Look at him now. No wonder he's not so big. Fucking rock my Charlotte's Web.
Never read
it's okay,
that.
But whatever.
Anyway.
God damn it. So anyway, if you have a Seagate hard drive, check out the model number. Don't lose your data.
Yeah,
always
you
your backups.
You should hear what it sounds like when you castrate a pig. It's the most horrible sound on the
Is
planet.
Is it kind
yeah,
of a squee?
No.
It kind of.
Kind of a squee.
I guess.
Like a,
kind of a bro. What are you doing?
But
I guess I never thought.
Suey, goddamn! What are you doing?
Suey.
Shit.
I guess I never thought of that.
Have,
they don't really like
never
anesthetize them. I guess
I thought no. we were cool.
No,
they just.
I thought we were cool.
They just
pigs' dicks are corkscrewed. Did
yeah,
you know that?
That's weird.
What?
Pigs have corkscrewed
dicks.
I
don't want to talk about this anymore. Let's keep going.
How do you, well, no, no.
Do
you know why they have corkscrewed
dicks? Very,
you
very like, upsetting.
You grew up with like a dirt floor. How's it any different?
Hey, shut up. I never raised and sold a pig.
You know why they have corkscrew dicks? So that the women can't get away. It actually locks them together in the bonding mating
Wait,
ritual.
What?
A lot of animals do that. A lot of animals' dicks inflate so the female can't escape. Or if it did, it would carry the male with it. Watch some Discovery Channel, Denise. Watch some Planet Earth.
I wasn't watching that
Come
show,
on.
Apparently.
Come on. planet Earth is like 90% fucking.
We had to watch pigs breed when I was in school.
You had to watch them breed.
To be fair, you had a pig fucking class like right after algebra.
Well, it was that. Was,
but it turns out it wasn't on the curriculum.
Yeah, it's just it was a really, really crazy teacher.
It was part of FFA. I was a member of the you Future Farmers of America and 4-H.
This is all kinds of eye-opening about you. I did not know any of this.
Why the fuck do you think I came to Dallas? I was like, oh god, I can't ever go back to that shit.
He was a bumfuck, like, hayseed.
Did you have, like, the overalls and everything?
I...
You did!
Shirtless, overalls.
With the little
The straw in the mouth and a straw hat.
Oh, no. My God.
No. Boots.
We need pictures of that.
The boots
is two-thirds what we
covered
need.
In pig shit.
No.
Fuck it. Let's just with take a break and let Josh talk.
Yeah. With the big jug with the XXX on it.
Next week on
Once Upon a Time.
Farm Stories with Josh.
Back. Go, Josh.
In the little... in Medina,
down
Texas.
Down on the farm with Josh.
It was really more of a co-op that we lived on. It was a shared farm.
Hippies.
This it's going to take so long to explain this. I'm
don't.
Not even going
I don't want
to
hear it. Next thing.
Don't look at me like that.
What? No, I'm really interested,
yeah,
actually.
No. The girl that, like, would brush the clean, like sweep the clean dirt floor growing up thinks that you're like, whoa, pigs? Whoa.
Oh, God.
A farm?
No.
At least he slept indoors.
Yeah. But no, because we had pigs and sheep
I just
and
did
rabbits.
Not know that about you at all.
Yeah, that, you
and
could,
rabbits. You and rabbits. Raised rabbits for eating?
Yes. Well, not. I never ate them.
You can scream at them and they'll die.
That's true.
What is going on?
They're prone to, like, terror inflicted heart attacks.
Don't they scream though when they're terrified? They make like a screaming noise.
According to
the
Max,
they kind of do.
When I read that comic in 8th grade, they do.
What?
A rabbit dies.
That M-A-X-X, that
yeah,
Max
double X. So moving on.
Brilliant.
We
discovering.
Should keep just, look, if anything else happens in this podcast that, like, you've got a farm analogy, feel free to share.
Josh, Discovery Hour. I had no idea, really. I did not know anything about that.
Have you ever
that.
Ridden a pig?
Why would you?
Define what? Ridden.
Sat on its back while it walked and you didn't. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. What? Do they make pig saddles?
No.
Okay. So are they bacon saddles? Have you ever eaten one of your own pigs?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay. They have to.
Not that I question. Know. I may have. There's really no way of knowing.
You're like, this tastes like Barney.
Like, no.
Or Jackson.
History was the name of one of them.
History?
And bacon was, I mean. It's,
wow, that's foreshadowing.
I was young.
That was foreshadowing. Huh. I would have named them all Wilbur.
Right. Well, you're not supposed to have an emotional attachment to the
right,
pig.
Right.
Because you're raising
you
him.
Can't sell
you're raising him to sell. To
well,
be
you're just not supposed to get into a relationship, you know, romantically with
right.
anything that you're
it's,
raising for
it's
slaughter.
It's so hard.
They're born and bred for slaughter.
It's so hard to keep your heart closed off like that.
Oh. And I've called you pig fucker 1,000 times and never known how poignant it was.
Yeah. That actually means something else.
Did
but.
Not know there was a lot of what?
So.
Nothing.
Next thing. Made a huge mistake. Next internet. I couldn't find a good decapitation story this week, or like anyone cooking their girlfriend in a barbecue or anything like that.
Actually, today, this happened this morning.
Oh.
This isn't even funny, but somebody
don't
else...
Don't tell the baby story. It's not about a baby,
no,
is it?
No, okay. Well, yes, but that was the other one.
Yeah.
But somebody else at Virginia Tech got murdered last night or something.
Great.
And also, then also there were babies in Belgium.
Somebody threw acid... at somebody here locally.
Like 5 kids had
what?
Sulfuric acid thrown in their faces by someone at a school.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, the world's horrible. They should burn it. But this one...
Just fucking hit the reset switch.
Yeah, I couldn't find a good... How control
alt delete.
How are we doing on entropy these days? Because, you know, can we just go ahead and start
God
over?
Damn.
A Florida man was accused of a samurai sword attack on his girlfriend. If we can't find a good...
was
like,
that
him
or... was? Never mind.
Either or. A Tampa Bay man is charged with attempted murder after allegedly attacking his girlfriend with a sword. Police say 37-year-old Edwin Reynolds III of Clearwater slashed his girlfriend in the forehead with a samurai sword.
What was he trying to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
So she's not dead, though. She's fine.
I think it was just foreplay.
That's kind
he had just gotten back from the con. He's got
rough.
His sword.
Well, it's that.
Rough.
He needs the blood to get off.
Right.
Like, it's... Once you cross that line, it's
dude,
so
there
hard
was
to
an
back.
Episode of Taboo about blood drinkers. Like, I'm a vampire. I'm really a vampire. And they're, like, buying medical equipment and, like, stabbing each other with it and then, like, slowly sapping blood, like, out of each other as they, like, mutually jack off.
Like, here in the
what?
U.S.?
No, yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, no. What?
Those taboo shows are really disturbing. I've seen a few of them. I'm like, I don't want to know anything anymore.
It's high-quality programming, but it is...
It really is. It's nasty. Disturbing, though. You have to kind of prepare yourself.
My nipples are hard just...
God damn it.
Seriously.
This is for Eli. Internet thing for Eli. Miller High Life has managed to purchase a one-second Super Bowl ad.
I'm actually.
This is why I like watching the Super Bowl, because
I want you to watch the Super Bowl.
Miller High Life.
No, is it going to go beer? Like, get drunk. I'll get you drunk. The end. It's cheap. No, that was like 5 seconds. That's not going to work. I want to know what this is going to be. Is it just going to flash like?
Seriously,
it's going to be titties and it's going to go beer.
No. I'm hoping it's just a picture of the bottle and somebody has like a rape horn and it's just like, hey! That's it. That's my prediction.
R her.
What is beeping?
Eli.
I went to 1 second.
He's elsewhere.
No, yeah, they have a website. They have a website that's
does
called,
it play?
That's what was playing.
What is it?
That beep?
It's 1 second ad.com.
But what is the visual of it?
Well, it was like a like the old like you know the 2-1 like little thing.
Beep beep.
And it's got a video.
Miller High Life.
There's a video loaded up with a dude paying $3 million.
It's very descriptive.
It's like Tyler Durden. It's going
to
be like a dick.
There's a video. I had to stop it.
They're going to splice in a
single frame of pornography.
Yeah, you're like, did I see a dick?
Why am I so thirsty?
Like, I'm so thirsty for dicks. I want to. Now, don't get me wrong. This is weird, but I want a beer and a dick. This is I don't normally feel this way.
Hey, they do it's have like every weekend.
They do have a 1 second commercial.
They do.
Turn off the music.
Hang on. They do. Hang on. Fuck. There's no volume control. Okay, I'm gonna have to do this.
Owned.
Just refresh it.
Do it live.
No.
Fuck it.
There we go. 1 second ad. Or 1 second.
It says 1 second ad, so I assume there's a couple.
And what did they pay for this?
One Mississippi.
Now come
Champagne
on.
Champagne beers.
That's oh
Miller time.
The Champagne of beers.
I thought he said the Japan of beers.
That's even funnier. Like, the Japan of beers. All right, don't play
what?
Any of those.
Bonjour, Milwaukee.
So they bought like 30 of these, and it's going to run all throughout the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's several, not just one-second commercial.
See, if it was one 1 second commercial. Because they're saying here a 30-second commercial runs for about $3 million.
Well, see, I think they've been building up to this because I've seen this black guy. It's like a black, bald guy, similar to...
Like the red stripe guy?
Remember him? No. He's like a kind of fat, bald, black guy in a Miller High Life. Like, he's a truck driver. And I've seen him in commercials during the football playoffs, and he's like... You know, hey, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Like, they're using that guy. So he's, like, standing in a warehouse, and he's just like, woman,
he's just yelling like, at the camera.
He didn't know he was being filmed.
Pretty much.
They gave him 3 cases of beer and came back an hour later.
Basically.
And he's just marching around going, beer! Goddamn! I need to get fucked!
Drink it time!
Yeah, it's tasty.
Oh, it says the website features several of the 1 second ads that didn't make the cut.
Oh. So it is just one 1 second ad.
I guess.
So a 1 second ad costs, what, $100,000 or $300,000?
Well, they're going to...
We can raise that.
This is obviously viral marketing.
Yeah, totally.
This is the go-to...
Yeah, and we're playing in right into their hands, into their dirty, beery hands.
Hey, you know what?
I like Miller
High. Let's cut this off right now.
Okay, next. None of this happened. Stricken next. From the record. Next item. Veronica Mars movie. Oh, deleted. Sorry, pew-pew.
Oh, God.
Veronica Mars movie,
I'll
possibly
say it again.
In
say
the
it
works.
Again.
Veronica Mars movie.
Think... Slowly.
Possibly in the works.
No.
Slowly.
Veronica Mars. Be here.
Veronica
should
Mars.
I step outside
God.
Of the room?
Yes.
Ooh, they've taken the link down from Weedonesque. Maybe they got in trouble.
That means
put
it's
your
real.
Shirt back on, Josh.
Yeah.
But it's Veronica Mars.
Detach the battery from your nipples.
They're not going to stroke themselves.
Veronica Mars movie. Damn it, I can't find a story now because they killed the link.
Makes me sad.
Oh,
but...
here, Rob Thomas confirms Veronica Mars movie.
Oh, yes, thank you.
This is on cinematical.com.
Oh my God, I love Veronica Mars so much.
When it comes to Veronica Mars, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Oh, this is a long article. I'm not going to read this.
I've never seen that show.
Does it seem like it's going to translate well to a movie? Because like a Buffy movie would be terrible.
You know what? I don't care. Because I'm going to go to the theater. And this time, I'm going to be like, hey, Joel, it's got Veronica Mars in it.
Yeah.
And you're going to come.
And halfway through that sentence, I'm going to be peeing on your leg.
Actually, wait. Just so we're clear, you've never watched the show.
No, I'm sure it's great.
Oh, my God. It's so... You love Buffy. This is...
I know that. You're not teaching
I love her more than Buffy.
So...
You're wrong about that.
No, as a singular character by herself.
Oh, there's vampires in it?
No.
Okay, then you don't.
No. So, I'm talking about, like...
So, is every...
Buffy Summers versus Veronica Mars. Just individual people.
Rob Thomas told IF or IF magazine...
Rob Thomas, the singer?
No, it's actually the guy that makes the show.
Oh,
different.
That was confusing. It's been a long
day. I love Veronica.
That was confusing, actually.
Reach down the hand in the pocket. Bless Veronica Mars. It's been a long day.
Seems out of line. I saw them maybe the first or second. It was the first festival I ever went to in Houston, BuzzFest, and they headlined it. Man, I thought I liked them back then. I thought it was great. Matchbox 20, yeah!
The first album was okay.
No.
It wasn't that much.
When I was 14, sure, it was great.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold up
and
like.
When you were 15, Creed was like the best
thing
ever.
It's still fun to listen to.
It doesn't hold up like Third Eye Blind does.
Oh my God, that first album is so good.
Anyway, so he
says,
the unexpected scale back of his current series Cupid, which I have never heard of, has freed plenty of time to get him to work on the feature film version of The Teen Sleuth.
Oh, Cupid.
Yay.
Gearing up for production.
Yeah, the girl from Dexter is in Cupid, I think. The crazy girl.
From season 2?
Scott Bakula is going to be Dexter's dad.
What?
Not
what?
Dexter, I'm sorry,
no.
Chuck.
We already know who his dad is, and it's not
Scabacula. Scott Blackula.
Scatula.
Wait, is Chuck's dad?
Quantum Leap is going to be Chuck's dad.
That's weird. Cool. They don't look at all.
Even does it work that way? You don't actually have to be related to play relatives.
You just have to be a known name.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's a guest star. Yay.
Like if they ever have like, if you ever do actually see two black actors in a show that aren't Wayans's. Because they do look alike. It'll be like, they'll
There's
look
like
nothing alike. But they're like, America doesn't know.
Right, well, no. Because
How
if you had the Wayans brothers and they needed like their dad to show up, it would always be Carl Winslow.
Have you ever seen...
I don't know what his real name is, and it doesn't matter because he is always going to be Carl Winslow.
Have you ever seen Damon Wayans' son, Damon Wayans Jr.?
No.
They're the same dude, except he's muscular.
They all look the same.
No. Like, look him up.
Denise, that's racist.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The president. Oh my God.
We just elected a black president,
no,
and you are trying to take us back 400 years.
Wow.
They have worked.
Progress. That's progress.
Okay.
They have worked
right.
Under our supervision for so
all
long.
All right. I walked right into that. All right.
God.
Just, God
You're
damn
a
it.
Horrible racist.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Is he a brother?
Damn it.
You know, I'm just glad that Obama canceled.
Shut up!
For being on tonight's show. He's going to be here next week. And honestly, you're not invited because I can't imagine.
Honestly,
what you would say.
I hope he doesn't tune in to listen to this one. Because
it was going to be Obama and the Harlem Globetrotters, and I'm not going to let Denise come now.
Oh, did they not have to make Scooby Doo this week?
No, there's no Batman and Robin. Scooby Doo is taking over.
Kirby had no Curly had
Curly
Curly
Joe.
Curly Joe had other obligations to meet tonight.
Is he dead?
No,
dead.
He was actually in town recently.
I don't think there's any original Globetrotters left. Like Bubblegum?
Dude,
I don't think Bubblegum's alive.
Dude, seriously, the Harlem Globetrotters were in town recently.
They lived hard, bro.
He's old. Yeah, and he still plays. He's out there with
I've
like
seen live
Walker
in,
Reel
in Beaumont.
He's out there watch.
Balling like
him.
The best of them.
It's a good show. If you ever get a chance, it's just entertaining.
My favorite thing that... Granted, I've never seen them live, but one of my favorite things about them was an episode of The Simpsons. But they weren't actually on the episode, but what's his face? Krusty the Clown. He's like wasting money. He's like wasting money like left and right, and he bet like $100,000 on the Washington Generals.
Against the Globetrotters.
And somebody calls him out on it. They're like, why did you do that? He's like, I thought the Generals were due.
They were due. Did you ever, their Futurama episode is like the best one.
Yeah.
And they never show it. It's one of the ones that never gets shown.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the time traveling.
They're time traveling
yeah,
aliens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're super intelligent aliens from the Globetrotter homeworld.
That was pretty good.
That's so great. Josh, maybe that'll get made. Maybe you'll be happy someday. You probably won't.
I could learn to love a woman.
Speaking of,
if it was her,
I gotta say I like Kristen Bell. I've seen her in a few things, and she does.
You have never seen her in anything that matters.
She was really good in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
She was, actually.
Yeah. I think she's better at comedy than she is drama.
Sure. Well, okay, she's better at Forgetting Sarah Marshall than she is at Heroes.
Man, that's yeah. like... I don't blame her
Everybody
for that.
Is, though, I don't blame that her for show. That.
Yeah. Seriously, how have you not... I'm actually kind of mad at you now.
Because it's too much!
No, it's not. It's okay.
How many seasons did it run? Five?
Three. And the last season is a half season.
I'd watch that.
So suck it up.
I'll do it later.
Is it all good?
It's all good.
Okay. I'll do it
later. Okay, season three is the weakest. You don't technically you don't have to watch season three.
Charisma Carpenter shows up later, doesn't she?
Oh, does she?
I hate her. She's terrible.
You'll love her in this.
She's good in parts of Angel.
But no, she's good in the parts that she's in.
Listen.
And many of her parts are showing.
Oh my god, let's not get into this again.
Doesn't help me. So there you go. Speaking of movies that'll never get made, did you see that link I posted earlier on Twitter where Nathan Fillion confronts Alan Tudyk about?
Oh yeah, that was good.
Serenity 2. Did you see that? Alan Tudyk is doing a con panel, and he's like this speaker of honor for this whole hour or whatever. And he'd arranged it for Nathan Fillion to call him in the middle of it and bitch him out because a few months before this happened. He did let it slip. He told, like, an interviewer that Nathan Fillion had told him Serenity 2 was a go. And then the next moment, it's all over the internet. I did a comic about it. Like, it's
yeah, right. That was, like, ages ago.
Everyone went nuts over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Nathan Fillion was like, fuck, I didn't say any such thing. And so, like, he comes up live on stage and tells his version of the story. And Alan Tudyk's version is like, yeah, we're sitting there in my living room. And Nathan Fillion's like, so the DVD sales are doing so good. I think things are getting started for number two. And then Nathan Fillion calls him and he's like, whoa, bro, hang on. And like he comes out there and he's like, yeah, it goes a little bit more like, man, the DVD sales are doing pretty great. That's awesome. I wonder if there's any chance they'd ever make another one. He's like, it's not. Yeah. Oh, is that what she said? Oh, okay. Never mind.
You know, he's in a...
Yeah, the best part about that, though, was whenever he would, like, made fun of him for dying in the first one.
Aww.
The very end of that, he's talking about, like...
He sits in his chair. Like, Nathan Fillion sits down in his chair, and then he makes him get up, and he's standing over his chair behind him, and he goes, hey, it's just like
just
the
like
show.
Just like the show.
You know, I'm flying the ship, and you're behind me. And he goes, well, not in the second one, you know.
Oh.
We have a girl flying the ship now, and she's hot, so... Anywho,
Nathan Fillion has a new show,
Castle.
Some kind of detective show, I think.
It looks like Bones with a writer instead of a boner or whatever.
Wow,
it's a writer. Okay, Nathan
I
Fillion.
I like Bones.
Well,
I've never
okay,
seen it.
It's a pairing up of cop with non-cop, and they don't get along, but there's romantic tension. And Nathan plays a writer, a novelist that writes crime novels.
Oh, like Murder, She Wrote.
Oh my god, this is Murder, She Wrote!
There you go.
Oh my god, wait, is Angela Lansbury alive still?
I don't know.
Wow, you just wrote a comic for me that I'll be able to do in about a month.
You're welcome.
So nice.
Thanks for that. When it gets canceled. So, Nathan Fillion...
In a month?
Yeah, Nathan Fillion... I don't even know when it comes out. He is a...
It's been on the air for like 3 years.
He's a crime novelist. And they pair him with a cop because apparently he can get inside the minds of criminals because he writes about
them. But it
them
has to be a girl cop.
It's a hot girl cop.
A hot girl cop.
And he's clearly, he's insatiable. He can't be controlled.
They filmed the pilot with an ugly girl cop and then they just re-edited the hot cop over top
hot
of
cops.
Hot cops. They're hot cops.
Motherfucking cops.
Wow, Angela Lansbury is still with us. And she's an inch taller.
What?
Than
how is that?
She was born in 1925.
Is like her.
Whoa. She is 83 or 84.
Is she still solving mysteries? Did they ever indict her for any of the murders because they keep happening around her?
I used to watch that show all the time.
Like, Sheriff, another person's died 10 feet away from me. I swear to God, it wasn't me.
It was that black man.
It was a colored person.
It's like her and Casey Kasem are using like the same like robotic parts to stay alive so long. I
mean, they both have a Lazarus pit. They just take a bath every night together.
Lazarus. Ew. Stop that.
She's hot.
it.
Like that found footage. Like the found footage with her in the bikini.
Oh, no. God. Oh, I forgot about that.
Why would you bring that back up?
On Found Footage Festival Volume 3, they show an Angela Lansbury workout tape, and it's not a workout tape. It's like a get out of bed and move around a little bit tape. And part of it, she talks about how much she likes rubbing lotion on her skin, and she's like in a robe. And then later, she's in an old lady bathing suit. Like from the 30s.
She's like, don't let the body parts die off, because then you have to cut them off.
That's then you'll be a head in a jar.
So says Angela Lansbury. Good night, everybody.
She's a robot.
Would you stop saying that?
A robot.
A robot?
A robot.
Stop that.
I can't say robot.
You're like that. You're like that skit in Family Guy where Stewie goes, cool whip.
Whip. Why are you accentuating the age? Whip. Cool whip. Cool
Wait,
whip.
What do you mean? That's how cool you say it.
Whip. I can't even say that without laughing.
Cool whip. Damn it. Speaking of also movies that are never going to get made. So, Mitch Hurwitz, the guy that made Arrested Development, says he wants to make the movie and that Michael Cera is probably the holdout. Michael Cera says, dude, they're not even making that movie. It's not that big of a deal. So he's being a douche.
Nah.
He's douching it out.
Aww.
He's going to fuck it up, man.
Michael Cera.
They're just going to have to say he's off at college. Replace him with CG. I don't care. Make the movie.
Whatever. An Young will be back.
An Young.
He was going to replace him anyway, so. Cheaper.
Did you ever
They should actually just get the girl from Juno to be there instead and then just not even acknowledge it.
Did you?
It'll be like when Dawn shows up in Buffy season 4 and everyone's like, what? She's been here. What?
You know, when I started on number 3 and watched 3, 4, and then 1 and 2, but at the beginning of 4, I was on the internet within like 5 minutes going, did Buffy always have a sister? Like, did I
don't remember.
Was she living elsewhere? Was she living with the dad? Like, what the fuck's going on? So, he says...
That's the story.
More... Oh, he says that he hasn't even seen a script, and it's more hypothetical than people think. And I'm like, look, cocksucker. Go be in that movie.
Do it anyway.
Fucking douche.
Calm down.
Did you ever catch the one time? There was one time, I think it was Buster, that An Young said An Young, and Buster said hello. As in, I know, like he got it.
Right.
He's like, An Young, hello.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Josh and I were talking about that. Just it continues to surprise everybody, the levels and levels that it goes in.
I'm rewatching it now. They're airing
it's
it
so good
in the middle of the day now, and I watch it like noon. And it's infinite rewatchability. Was that my doorbell?
What?
I think it was.
Go check that.
I'll do it. You guys keep talking.
Oh.
Okay, so if we hear anything horrible, we're just locking this door. And Joel can faint for himself.
I think it's the mob of moths.
Wait. What if it's Nick Pizza or whatever that guy's
we're here
was?
For your,
Nick
we're here Pizza? For the light. There's like... Yeah. What's with the briefcases? It's for the light.
It's
a sacrifice for the light.
We need you to sign these.
What
this
was
paper.
It? A Girl Scout cookies?
So weird.
All right, what? Here we go.
Okay.
I want some Thin
Spill
Mints.
It.
My neighbor, who I've never met, asked me if I had a wine bottle opener.
You mean a corkscrew?
Wait, do
but
you?
But I opened the door, and it's like a lady dressed up holding a wine bottle. And I'm like,
wrong did house. I win?
Joel, you're supposed to say yes, take the wine, and slam the door.
Did I win? Like, yeah, I'll open it for you. Wait an hour. And I'll give it
just,
to Denise.
Just, was it white or red?
Denise, I'm surprised you couldn't smell the wine. From in here.
What are you talking about?
Because you're a lush.
I'm not a lush.
And a racist.
Yeah, no, seriously, white or red, it's important.
The bottle was dark.
Red.
Okay. Then it's fine that you left it because I don't drink red.
Next thing. Next internet.
I don't trust it.
Mike Judge is going to do a 10-year Office Space reunion in Austin.
Oh, is he doing that at the draft house?
And we should go.
We should go. When is that happening? I want to do that
Paramount
right
Theater.
Now.
Oh, it's at the Paramount? Nice.
On February 8th.
February
one time
8th.
Only screening, 8
oh,
p.m.
Oh.
Dude, you know this is sold out if it's even possibly.
I was going to say.
It's in like 2 weeks. It's gone.
Lumberg's going to be there. Michael Bolton's going to be there. Samir Naja Naga, not going to work here anymore, is going to be there.
Awkward jokes now.
General public tickets will be available. So, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, click and find out.
God damn, that's got to go. We got to go to that.
So what's his face? Isn't even going to be there, though?
The actual main guy?
Peter? He's too big of a star.
That's crazy, because I was actually just at this website, but this hadn't been posted yet.
Yeah, I think they posted it a couple days ago.
Okay, so this is probably pretty fucking new.
Oh my god! Oh, okay, sorry. I saw the expensive tickets first, and they're $76.50 each.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I'm not going then.
No, the cheap tickets are $18.
That's not bad. Plus, we can stay with my in-laws in Austin.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Mm.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Better than getting a hotel, pig farmer.
Oh.
I know you're used to the high life, but...
You got anyway. You there.
It's been 10 years. That's amazing. That also has infinite rewatchability. You could stop everything you're doing and watch that right now, and you'd still have your
Or just leave it on while you're doing stuff.
For the rest of your life.
Two chicks at the same time. That dude's mustache is rocking.
With the mullet. This is for Eli. We talked briefly about this, but there is a company called... an outfit called Impossible that is trying to, like, buy equipment to keep making Polaroid film. That's your reaction?
Crickets.
Well, yeah, because it's like, as much as I want it to go on, like, if it doesn't make money...
I don't give that much of a shit.
Well, it's like...
It's going to be $8,000 a picture.
That's like them coming to me.
Awesome, let's do this.
Well, and that's the thing too. They're gonna put these out, and then they'd be like, "Dude, we saved it." And I'm like, "Sweet, let me go get some." Oh, it's like $82 for a box.
And they're bankrupt.
Yeah,
like the next day.
Oh. I'm gonna go and just draw a picture then.
It's gonna be 2010 before they've got their shit figured out, though.
Right. Okay. So at that point, there's no point.
Let's see, the company has already purchased all the essential gear and signed a lease on the building at the old Polaroid plant in the Netherlands, which I did not know that's where that was, where they'll be hard at work developing a new version of the instant film using modern manufacturing methods.
It would be
Maybe
awesome.
Maybe that's what was holding them down. Maybe they refused to move into the future.
It'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, who's
going
to dump a bunch of money into Polaroid when they're saying, every other camera is digital? Let's reinvest money in Polaroid.
To be fair, Polaroid is the only film-based camera I would ever consider using, ever.
Yeah, when I want terrible
pictures,
that's where
purely for the novelty of it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you can do pictures better than a lot of other things. If you have the 70s badass Polaroids, which aren't too far off from
no one does.
You can still get them, though. They're not that hard to actually get a hold of. The only reason I haven't bought one is because I can't buy the film. But if I had a source to get the film, I would. Some of those are pretty slick.
Okay, well, wait 2 years and you'll be rolling. So don't throw away your Polaroids yet.
Or send them to me.
Or no one cares. Hey, that's another good thing. Yeah, if you want to contribute to Eli's obsession with Polaroid film, email me. I'll give you my P.O. box and you can send him your old Polaroid cameras.
Brilliant!
There we go. We just did something. We just made a thing happen. No one's going to do it, but you know.
Yeah, whatever. Next.
Next thing. Did you read about Hugh Jackman emailing Ain't It Cool personally and saying, like, please don't worry about Wolverine, it's going to rock?
Yeah, well, they said they're doing reshoots or something.
Everyone reported that the reshoots were because it was terrible.
Huh.
And so Hugh Jackman pinned an email to Harry at Ain't It Cool and was like, bro, it's cool. It's all cool.
Weird. Yeah.
Don't worry about it, bro. It's
kind
awesome.
Kind of random.
This movie's going to be awesome.
Well, he says it was...
Have you noticed how big my muscles are? Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I'm huge.
Later, peace.
Also, I have an Australian accent. Later. Dingoes. Shrimp on the Barbie. Oi. He says, it's
you
Hugh Jackman.
You haven't tried Vegemite.
Which, this is weird. If you opened your email and it was like, yo, it's Hugh Jackman sending a note from Vancouver, that would just kind of floor me. Like, hey,
I'd be like, whatever.
It's Wolverine.
I'm glad that if they've acknowledged that there's some problems, I'm glad that they're actually trying to do some reshoots.
Yeah, except that Hugh Jackman's doing damage control. Like, Hugh Jackman is emailing the nerd websites going, hey, whoa. It's all cool.
I don't know.
Please come see our movie.
He claimed that there was a scheduling problem because they had so many characters in it that they couldn't get everybody back.
They have so many characters in it, that's why it's not going to be any good. It's going to be like, look, it's Gambit. Look, it's Sabretooth. Look, it's Scarlet Witch or somebody. I don't know.
Scarlett Johansson. I don't know. Somebody. Has anybody seen Cyclops? Where is Cyclops in this movie?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh. This is a prequel.
He's still dead.
It's called X-Men Origins.
I hate him. Just make him be dead.
You're an asshole.
Hey, speaking of X-Men, hit the new cartoon premieres tonight.
Pretty
sure. Or already did.
Wait, no, don't
what?
Care.
Huh.
What?
The
you
high
like
school
X-Men
one?
Cartoons? No, no, that's over. There's a new one.
Mm.
It's called X-Men, Wolverine and the X-Men.
I didn't even know that.
That should be reason enough not to like it, honestly.
Mm. Oh.
I'm going to give it a shot.
I will also, probably.
Yeah, tell us how that goes.
There's a forum topic on it. The Hijinks
I have
forum.
The entire run of the other cartoons.
Hey, speaking of, remind me to talk about your book club before we...
Yes, we do.
But only one more link. Okay. Did anyone besides me watch all of Always Sunny on Hulu? You saw it for... You saw DVDs.
I watched it live.
I saw it on TV.
You saw TVs.
I watched it, like, as it aired on TV.
Okay.
Start to finish.
You had TV back then?
Well, no. Like, as it was airing on TV, I was downloading it while it was on.
My sister watched it all on Hulu.
Well, I watched it 100% on Hulu, almost straight through. Mm-hmm. Like, 9 hours or whatever. Okay. So, one day, they just deleted it all. Like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
They just deleted the whole thing. And apparently there was such a fan outcrying that the CEO of Hulu issued a statement, quoting, "We screwed up royally by just removing it." But it is their intention to remove it, so I think it's back up for like a week, and then they are taking it all down. So if you have not seen,
that's a bloody shame.
All of Always Sunny,
do it now.
Go now.
That's like one of their top ten shows that people watch on that.
I think they're worried. I knew this was going to happen. I think they're worried it's eating into DVD sales.
Oh, that makes sense. Well,
not really, because I'm watching the show live now only because it was on Hulu.
So buy the DVDs.
What?
Wait, who?
They want you to buy the DVD.
Right, and like, I wasn't going to, and I'm still not going to.
What is this buy bullshit?
Then don't.
They got me as
then don't watch it.
Viewer because of Hulu. That was the right thing to do.
Right, so buy the DVDs.
Taking it off of Hulu is the wrong thing to do.
Actually, I'm not going to give Hulu credit. I'm going to give myself credit. That was all me.
What?
Yeah.
But I never would have seen it otherwise. You could have told me it was great.
I would have offloaded all those files for you.
Whatever.
I have rips of the whole thing.
Never would have happened.
I don't need Hulu. I have my own personal backup.
Shut up.
You pooped a bit.
Anyway, if you have... got to play the troll toll. If you want to get this boy's hole. It's soul, Frank. It's soul hole.
Oh, God.
Green Man! So... no, it's not Green Man, Fighter of the Nightman. That's different stuff.
It just... popped in there.
Did you see when Charlie was on a Comic-Con panel and a fan asked him to sing All of Nightman? And it wasn't that part. It was the original part about, like, getting raped.
Yeah.
The verses were like, "And then you come inside me, and then you're on me, and we're one." And
he remembered
almost all of it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So he fucks it. He does it live.
I guess because probably he wrote it, right? Like, he's one of the writers.
Yeah,
all three of them. He's the main dude. Charlie is the main guy. He's the creator of the show.
I didn't know that.
Wild card, bitches!
Oh, God, it's so
what were we talking about?
So good.
Was it before or after the last podcast? There was another analogy about how I was the brains, you were the brawn, and Josh was the wild card, or...
We talked about that once.
Oh, well, we were going to
But it was just a few days ago.
Well, no, it was when we were going to get the fridge.
Yeah, it was the moving thing. Eli was the brawn.
No, I was the muscle. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, then Josh is the wild card and you're the brains.
Yeah, because Josh wanted me to try and roll it up like a tractor ramp.
What? Oh.
That was never going to work.
I should really post up those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw.
Yeah, I know.
You should really do that of us trying to move a fridge.
I know.
So the guy that got that broken fridge from me,
yeah.
He had like a regular truck, his own furniture dolly, better than the one that we had, and like 19 straps. It took him all of 6 minutes to get it in his truck and gone.
Just the one person?
That just shows what happens when you know what the fuck you're doing.
I basically didn't help. I'm like, dude, you're getting a free fridge. You do it. I kind of guided it as he pulled it up onto the truck by himself. And it took all of zero time.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And the big-ass truck we rented from Lowe's like made it harder. It was awesome.
Weird.
So.
Yeah, I'm blaming you for that.
Go watch Always Sunny on Hulu while you still can. Then it goes away. So to start off the Top Explode section of the show, Denise, tell us about the Reading Rainbow Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
The Hijack and Sue Forum.
Shit. Don't do that though.
Book club.
Not.
I'm the greatest man in the world. Woo!
Are you done yet?
All right. Anyway, the Reading Rainbow Coalition is the newest thread, or I guess the newest category up in the Hijinks and Sue forum. It's the basically the book club that we just got started, and we're going to be selecting the first book that we're going to be reading here pretty soon. We're going to vote on a book.
Please be Twilight.
So are you going to use that thing?
I haven't really looked into it yet, but it looks like it might be a good place to do it.
It turns out that the voting thing for the forum software I use is broken. It's just broken, and no one's ever fixed it.
Well, the thing that, what is it, Goodread?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly has polls and things like that in it, because it's made for things like that, like book clubs and book discussions and things
so
like
if you want, you can use the forum category like to get things going, but if you need to move it over there, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, but
I'm still looking into it, and you know, I'm gonna try to figure it out a little bit more, but it's off to a pretty good start. We have some really interested people.
What about 10 or 15 or so have showed interest so far?
Yeah, it's a pretty strong number. And I mean,
so sci-fi, fantasy.
Let me get this right. This is for books?
For reading.
You don't need to worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to concern anything that you have any way but of participating in.
It's more kind of geek genre oriented. It's sci-fi. We're going to pick from either sci-fi or fantasy or graphic novels or the occasional horror book, depending on what it is. Should be pretty good.
Should probably start with Stephen King's Complete and Unabridged The Stand. Definitely a good lead off.
Was it like 900 pages?
That's about huge. 1,500 pages.
It's funny because somebody suggested the Cryptonomicon, which I looked up is about 1,400 pages.
The Cryptonomicon, is that about Superman's home planet?
Is that a Neal Stephenson?
I think so. It's humongous though, and we might not be doing that anytime soon.
Yeah, if you want people to participate, you got to keep it small.
Well, not super small. We're not doing
start with like Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, that's like 9 pages. No, I mean like 9 pages. Yeah.
Wild Things. We're probably going to do
Star-bellied Sneetches.
We're probably going to be doing like graphic novels and kind Stars of
the North Going Zacks and the South Going Zacks.
Yeah. Those fuckers, man. They just, you know, they hit and then they can't. No one can move. They can't budge.
They just build that city around them.
And then those cocksuckers with the butter and like, we butter on the top. We butter on the bottom. It's like, fuck you. We'll kill you with nukes. And then like, they have war. That's just terrible.
Motherfucking cocksuckers.
Thanks, Eli.
Anyway, it's really exciting. You go join up if it's something you might be interested in. We're going to be, like I said, I'm going to put up the poll for the first book here in a couple days
or so. Put up the poll.
Really?
You said a thing about dicks.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, wait. Is that going to be like the next, like, that's what she said?
You said a thing about dicks?
You're just going to interject with that? Yes.
It's so stupid. When it doesn't even, like, it's not even appropriate. So anyway, my grandmother's not doing so great. You said a thing about dicks.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah. Brilliant!
Starting memes left and right, bitches. Moving on in Top Explode. So, the Obama staffers are shocked at the state of the technology that they've come across in the White House so far.
Because they thought it was going to just be like telephone wire, like
no, they thought 56K. No, that's what they found. Oh, apparently the White House tech is about 7 years behind. They've got outdated old school Windows PCs, CRT monitors, no laptops.
That's weird.
All their Windows, it's all Windows, obviously. It's all
they're all on like. Are they on XP?
They're on like XP 2K. Service Pack 1, and I'm sure there's a few ME machines laying around that like have sensitive government data that's going to get formatted the next time XP or ME boots. I mean, yeah, but
I love how the picture is like Obama on the phone in that article, and he's probably on the phone going, okay, whoever the fuck was doing this last, I want that man executed, and I need somebody to
new IT guy.
We need someone.
You're hired, and you're hired.
Though they do mention in another, I don't know if it was this article or a different one, but you see him there talking on a landline phone with a, you know, with a cord and all that, that the president's not allowed to talk on wireless phones at all.
Yeah, that's
well,
yeah,
what obviously. I mean, what happened to the thing though that they were saying before he was I guess inaugurated that he wasn't ever gonna be allowed to use his BlackBerry, but now I guess he is?
They've switched it to a different network.
Oh.
And they've also given him a different one.
Gotcha.
Think about this for a second. So I was talking to my wife about this. The president, I mean, he walks into the White House and he's like, God, I really would like $1 million worth of new hardwood floors in here. And they'll do it. I mean, they will basically, he has basically infinite resources, almost to an absurd extent. And so if he says, this is my phone, this is the phone I like, without a doubt, they should be able to, like, literally open his phone, desolder some chips, and rebuild him a new one that works on whatever secure network they want. Because sure. It's not like it's... RIM would probably help them with that, I would imagine. Can you imagine how many people have signed up for a BlackBerry since he's made a stink over, like, wanting to keep his BlackBerry?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, he is probably their number one endorser right now, and they don't pay
him
anything.
You know, Barry is the informal for Barack. He is kind of a BlackBerry.
He's the BlackBerry? Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
Think about it.
Wow. Now brother? You're a racist.
Now.
Just throwing that one out there.
But, they're saying they've got... the other thing that's kind of funny is when the outgoing administration leaves, you know, they're supposed to archive basically everything.
Sure.
Like, that's why there's like a big fucking stink right now that there's 14 million emails missing from the Bush administration.
Really?
And they're saying it's going to cost...
Big surprise.
It was going to cost like $10 million or $100 million, which that's a big difference, but I can't remember which one it was.
Right into the shredder.
To find them. And that they can be recovered, that they were deleted from hard drives. And they're saying that they're going to go in like crazy data recover on and get them. But
retarded.
They basically, there's a lot of times, like if there was a laptop used in an administration, they will shut it down, close it up, and stick it in the National Archive.
Interesting.
So I don't understand.
That's
like
kind of fascinating, actually. Like, to go through all that shit, like, 40 years later?
Yeah, no shit. I mean, the National Archive is terrifying.
Is that open to the public?
No.
Oh, so what does it matter?
Parts of the National Archive is.
Well, but presidential emails are not, but they have to be available. For instance, all of the times that they've been like, Bush administration, provide all the emails that led up to this act that was possibly illegal, and they're like, oh, we lost them. Sorry.
Right.
But every email the president... or anyone on his staff sends has to be saved forever, always. And that's true of most government officials. Like Sarah Palin was using Yahoo for official business. That's totally illegal. And she's not going to get in trouble for it. But the other thing I found out from reading this is that Obama's BlackBerry is going to be for personal use.
Yeah. It was saying on there is more for friends and other like aides, but they could like he...
You said a thing about dicks.
Right.
Oh, wow.
What, the family? Friends?
No, you said AIDS.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
But, basically, I guess he can't say anything. Like, he is not allowed or could get in trouble for saying, like, hey, we should meet up for that whole Palestinian-Israeli thing.
Yeah.
BRB. You
know? Yeah. You know?
And then, like, send that off. You can't... Yeah, he can't do that. Like, or should not be doing that.
Obama lol.
Yeah. Obama can't send lols via text message.
Obama. He ends everything with
Obama.
With Waffle Mao, and that's a...
Yes, we can has cheeseburger. Wow. So, it's gonna be more for, like, pick me up a sandwich. I'm on the way home. Or something like that. But, that's fucked up, though. They need to get him some Macs and, some updated software. Oh, the other thing was... You know, the presidential administration can't rely on things like Facebook and AIM to be secure, so they're not allowed to use it. But their whole campaign was based on like social networking.
Well, no, that's different though, because aren't they kind of supplementing that with? They're saying they're now going to have like a daily updated White House page or something
right,
like that.
But. Now, this is a bit of bitching and moaning on his staff's part, but they were used to using, like, AIM to coordinate official Obama shit, and that's not secure, so they can't do
right.
it anymore.
Right, well, that's understandable,
but there's no replacement for it.
Though. I would rather they didn't do that, because it's like...
No, 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 right.
What hey, dude, here are the new codes.
Yeah, new codes. Oh, I pasted that in the wrong window. Sorry. Shit.
Dude,
send that to the Taliban.
Totally wasn't
what up, Saddam?
Shit.
Wrong window, lol.
Forget about that.
Lol.
Fake codes.
I just did that to throw you.
Yeah, that was just us fucking with you.
I just
someone
did, yeah.
changed the codes.
I just did that to throw you off.
Shit, wrong window again. Fuck me.
Hey, Brohim, I just got some IM from
Barack 99. What's this shit? Who is this fucker?
Barack codes. Barack Ken has cheeseburger. I don't know. How do I get VHS to work on this laptop?
VHS on my laptop.
And trying to make a tape.
Here's what's funny, though, is that they don't have, like, secure AIM for the White House.
I wouldn't imagine they would.
Why can't
they? They shouldn't, though.
Okay, no, no.
There's
no.
Like
no,
their own
retarded.
Version. Their own version. No, and I mean, we can't like, touch it. They can
computer
send their own
to
email.
Computer internal networking, like messaging between staff. Like, yeah. Why would you not do that?
Just, like, the president needs to not have to pick up the phone. He needs to be able to go, Betty, get in my office. I need you to take a note.
All I think is that it.
I don't know. It is so easy to copy and paste that stuff and send it off to. I don't know.
Yeah, I can
just
see that.
That doesn't seem secure either.
I can see that easily very getting out of hand. It sounds like a good idea.
More so than email? What's the difference?
If it's live and you can fake somebody immediately for quick turn.
I'm sitting at Barack's desk and I'm like, what's up, bitches? I needs to get off. Meet me in the Oval Office in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha, lol.
Actually, if somebody did want to do something like that, or I don't know. Yeah. I mean, could pull that off. I can just see that being a lot messier.
Anyway.
Because then that means you could sign on any computer.
I say we take up a donation pool to buy Obama a MacBook Pro. And we send it to the White House with our...
That's what we have at work, though. Things. We have our own internal chat program.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll send him this one after I get a new one. Because this one burns.
You're going to send him his old, your old one?
Way to go.
Yeah, that's... what he's got might actually be more advanced than that.
Yeah, because this
I think
one,
his phone is more advanced than
this
that.
This burns my lap whenever I use it.
And so you're going to give one. That to the President of the United States.
Yeah, that's going to be considered an attempt on his life. They won't close Gitmo. They'll just put
you
in.
That way, when he lights up his cools, he can use the bottom side of his hand.
Whoa!
Yikes. Now you're a super racist.
Trifecta.
Okay, so moving on.
That just leaves you, Joel.
Yeah, what am I saving up for the end of this? I'm going to say the N-word later. No, stop it. Get away from your mic.
Gosh.
Okay, Oscars. Oscar time. Number one part of Oscar time is that Dark Knight didn't get a nod for Best Picture or Best Director.
It's not surprising.
Is that...
That's not surprising.
Not surprising, but is it an oversight?
I don't know, considering everything else they're up against.
Because here's what did. Curious Case of Benjamin Button. This is Best Actor. Let me find Best Picture. Neither did Wall-E. Wall-E didn't get Best Picture, which it wasn't going to, but I'm just saying.
No,
they said didn't they say it was about the closest though that it they were actually some of the film critics were saying that if any animated film were to get nominated for best film that would be
not like Shrek 4.
Right.
It's already happened once.
With what?
Sleeping Beauty. Disney's Sleeping Beauty was nominated for Best Picture that year.
I thought Beauty and the Beast.
Or excuse me, Beauty and the Beast. Sorry, I'm getting
Sleeping Beauty and the Beast. Sexy. Best Picture is going to be Frost Nixon, Milk, The Reader, which I've never heard of, Slumdog Millionaire,
Nazis,
and Curious Case. Oh, is that Kate Winslet Nazi movie?
Yeah, Nazis.
With,
there's a lot of Nazi movies.
Wasn't Kate Winslet doing the Nazi movie when she was in Extras?
Dude!
Does she play a nun in
this
movie?
She's totally like pulling her
instant Oscar bait! It is Oscar bait. God! That makes Extras that much better.
And so good. Button. So, your Best Picture, it's they were saying...
What?
Oh, nothing. I was checking
we're
the time.
Cool. No, God, freaking me out.
Except for the time. The fact
freaking
we're
going to
go like 3 hours.
No, we're not. They're saying though that
I hope not. It's hot in here.
It can only be Benjamin Button or Slumdog.
It'll be Slumdog.
I don't know about that. I wish it were, but I don't know.
It'll be Slumdog because it's been getting a lot. I think it gets a lot more hype, and it'll attract the younger group because they already said that. The Oscars is going to hurt from television ratings just because Dark Knight didn't get picked.
Yeah, like, that's what I read.
That young generation's like, oh, fuck it. But they can probably use Slumdog. Hey, there's young people in Slumdog. Check it out. It's got that cool song that you kids like.
Vote for Slumdog. What up, dog?
Except
watch,
that we don't get to vote.
Please watch ABC. You know, sort of.
What? What do you...
That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't even know what we're talking
about. We're talking
about
the Oscars.
Now. Well,
I don't know. I haven't seen really enough of the movies to say one
no
way
one
or another.
Ever does.
But I'm just not at all appealed to watch. It's not at all appealing to me to watch Benjamin Button.
I don't really want to see it.
It's a gross.
I want to
reverse
see it.
Baby.
It's actually
movie?
It's actually Forrest Gump written by the screenwriter of Forrest
and
Gump.
I don't actually care. It's a David Fincher movie.
Did you
so
see
I
the,
have to see
Did you
it.
See the video that compared the two? Like, plot point-wise?
No.
On YouTube? It's basically Forrest Gump.
It kind of looks like it, and I can kind of appreciate that they're doing something original with
apparently
how they're going about
it.
But Yeah, I mean, the idea is interesting. I just don't want to watch.
They came up with new facial mapping technology for it.
So weird with the picture with the man baby. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
That creeps me out.
So Slumdog going to win Best Picture then?
Give me that.
Give you what? Slumdog?
Slumdog.
Okay.
As my pick.
It seems like, I don't know, with, I don't know.
It's the only one I've seen, that. So I have to say yes.
It just, they're also stuffy usually.
Art direction.
People Dark in Knight's of in that. Stuff.
Dark Knight's also in cinematography.
It would have to be.
WALL-E is obviously in Best Animated, which of course it'll win over Kung Fu Panda and Bolt. I like how they always flesh out that category with the other ones that were available. You know, it's always like the Pixar movie and then the other two that came out that year.
I heard Bolt was cute. I meant to watch that.
Bolt, I've heard good things about.
Kung Fu Panda was actually surprisingly
It was
good.
Actually really funny.
But Heath Ledger got a nod for supporting actor. Now tell me if he's going to win over Josh Brolin in Milk. Robert Downey in Tropic Thunder. How weird is that?
That is pretty hilarious, is what that is.
That is bizarre.
I cannot believe a character in blackface.
Dude, they're
is nominated.
Not only in blackface, but he's playing a character who like goes after Oscar roles, who's doing a movie he wouldn't normally be in.
It's so meta.
And then he got nominated for an Oscar for doing that.
Yeah, there's so much meta humor there, it kind of hurts my brain.
That is weird. Philip Seymour Hoffman in Doubt. Which I thought he was starring in that. I didn't know he was a supporting actor.
That's weird.
And another one I never heard of.
They never give the rapist much credit.
No. Best actor, Brad Pitt.
And Nell Rippey.
Richard Jenkins in The Visitor. Never heard of that. Frank Langella in Frost Nixon. I guess he's Nixon.
Yeah.
Sean Penn in Milk. And Mickey Rourke. I bet Rourke wins it on like an upset vote.
That's what I've heard. That movie is supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, Alex was telling me that movie is the movie in general is all right. It's good, but what makes it great is Mickey Rourke.
He's just like, his performance is better.
Yeah,
than the movie as a
he
whole.
Said the
then
movie.
I would say the same about Doubt. Also, like the actual plot of the movie is it's all right.
But whose performance?
Both Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman. Are
they have a
great.
Showdown.
I hear Meryl Streep's a pretty good actress.
She's.
I've heard. she could take it or leave it.
They have a showdown in Doubt, and that's really good acting. It's like a T-Rex fighting like
a nun.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a T-Rex fighting.
Repent.
Well, I was about to say.
Please.
I was about to say it's like a T-Rex fighting a giant gorilla, but that's already happened. So it's kind of
nun
like
freeze. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Really?
It's hard to work Nun into a Jurassic Park reference.
Come on.
Nun's vision is based on movement. All right. So.
Yeah. That's the stretch.
Next thing. The next thing was that Heath Ledger got nominated. So I haven't seen any of the other performances, but man, he should win for that. That was great. That was so great. They've talked about possibly reprising the Joker role if there is a next movie. Here's what's weird. Christopher Nolan's a weirdo. They're still debating on whether or not to do a third one.
Right.
Why?
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
I know it's good artistically, Christopher Nolan, I want to see more Batman. Do more Batman.
Okay, I want you to look. No, I'm listening. Right, you
Let's
here,
do
you're
it.
Here with me?
What's up?
Okay, we'll start with Batman Forever, and then you get Batman and Robin, and that's what the fuck you get when you say,
I want more Batman!
Find a stranger in the Alps.
Oh, God, I want... No. That is what you get.
I want
you find
Christopher
a
Nolan
in the Alps.
To like not shit. Do jack shit until he's like, we have the perfect idea. This is great. This is awesome. This is what we're going to do. And not a moment fucking sooner.
That team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whoa, hey, by the way, if you have that, watch the behind the scenes on the music.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Whoa. Okay, first it's off, crazy. Music in that movie is extremely under...
It's very, very minimal.
For instance, when I was ripping the DVD into iTunes, and I thought I had missed a track because I was listening to it on headphones, and all the sound effects were like extremely pronounced and prominent. I was watching the big truck Batpod scene, and I'm like, I think I missed a track. There's no music. And then I realized, oh, wait, there's just no music here. And then there's no music for a while. Like,
oh, yeah,
it's
I know what you're talking
understated,
about. Yeah.
You know?
It but makes then, you very uneasy.
Yeah, it's
watching
really...
He talks about how they craft the Joker as a character through music,
mm-hmm.
and they come up with like the creepiest possible
we
way
were,
to play a cello.
Weren't we talking about that at one point? how they played the Batman score, and then they put some like undertones in it to show that the Joker was in that scene, and it's like, what we're talking like there's some yeah
it's
there's
like
some,
a it's like a screechy.
We were talking about that.
Oh yeah, I read I read something about that, how because the movie or the soundtrack, they said was not going to be eligible for Oscar nods.
Because there's not enough music in it?
Well, because no, it's because it was written by two main composers. Did
right. And you know, it can only be one, and there was some big controversy. And this is like months ago. And then I remember reading that article going like, wow, that's really interesting. Like they talked about how, I think I saw an online video of it. And I haven't seen the other video that's on the DVD, but they talk about that. And they talk about like the super undertones that they do, and I remember right away, I remember noticing that, like, something that was just quite interesting, because I was like, oh, Joker's on. Or if Joker's not on, Joker's coming. Like, you can tell.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
it was designed to make you uncomfortable. He said that they wrote the music, and who was the composer? Because I'm blanking.
It's Hans Zimmer does half of it, yeah. And what's his name does the other half?
Hans Zimmer's who I'm thinking
Hans Zimmer
of.
Did the Joker stuff.
And they intentionally wanted you to feel very uncomfortable every time he was on the screen, but right. They wanted it to be so subtle that you didn't know why, and it worked. And it was also like a distorted creepy cello. Like they ran it through guitar distortion, which was neat. The other thing that was weird though is they were talking about crafting the sound for the Batpod. Do you know that? Have you ever heard that musical audio illusion where the scale never stops going up, but it's only eight notes?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like duotones that like make
most people can't distinguish between, and they just keep.
Yeah, it tricks your brain to where it's only eight notes, but if you listen to it 1,000 times in a row, it always sounds like it's going up. They used that trick for the Batpod's engine, so the Batpod never shifts. And I went back and watched it.
It just keeps whining
it's
higher and higher,
constantly revving higher, that using awesome. That audio trick.
That is so genius.
And so the whole,
I want to go back and listen to that now.
But you need to. The whole Batpod sequence, it never downshifts. It's just constantly, and it sounds like it's gonna have to stop at some point. It never does.
That's true. I guess
it's fucking awesome.
It's pretty genius.
Now that I think back, I can picture that. But yeah, you never hear because everybody wants to hear the
yeah.
You want to hear the downshift, and you want to hear that downshifting, and it's almost
and it
like,
keeps you anticipating it. Yeah. Right. That's really good filmmaking.
That's not necessary.
It's James Norton Howard. It's
yeah,
the
this
other
is
guy, the other co-writer.
James Newton.
It's creeping me out.
Yeah, I couldn't listen to that soundtrack.
When I first put in this Blu-ray...
Can I slam your head down on this can to make it disappear?
When I first put this Blu-ray in, the whole intro of that movie, it seems like, oh shit, I fucked up on the audio. Let me fix it. Because it's real quiet, and this is all you hear, and you're like, it's not loud enough.
See, that's what I thought.
And you're like, hang on.
I put the movie on headphones on the Mac, and I'm like, God damn it, I'm going to have to redo this. Because there's a problem with ripping that movie. If you own the DVD... and try and rip it for your own personal use. There's something wrong with the first chapter that makes it impossible to rip easily. You have to like specifically tell it which title to rip because the DVD it's not copy protection. It's just a fuck up, I guess. But yeah, I turned it on. I'm like, I've done something wrong because the music sounds off.
Yeah,
and but it was right.
It's just
this sounds like a Nine Inch Nails song. Or a filter song.
Actually, no. It doesn't sound like any of that. It sounds like...
No, I'm sorry.
It's
never mind.
Yeah, actually, you're wrong.
It sounds like... Well, out. Because Who they're knew? Like... They want to like... It's... Oh, wait, what? What's going... Oh, no. Okay, I see what they're doing here.
Hey, just play more sound effects. It's better than when you talk.
You're such an asshole.
It just cut me off.
Yeah, but you deserve it.
I can't retaliate. Next thing.
No.
Next thing on top explode. Are we all watching Lost?
Yes.
Yes. God damn it, that show
is awesome. What are you goddamn it thing that for?
I thought I was out, and they pulled me back in.
I was underwhelmed.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was a good start.
It's no.
There are things I like. There are things that I, after it's been so long, I wish they would have done more. I don't know.
It's no Empire.
It's no Empire.
But, I mean, it's all right.
It's just kind of hard to watch it now and see like how much steam they'll have to finish out two more seasons.
Well, here's the thing that they're still doing that's still pissing me off is we've known it was time travel for a very long time. And so the big reveal is that it's time travel. And you're kind of like, duh.
a handful of characters on the show have had the knowledge that it's time travel for half of a season.
But we, as an audience, you cannot build tension with information we already know. Like, for instance, when someone finally found out that Jack's dad was also Claire's dad, I'm like, right, we've known that for two seasons.
I think it's not interesting.
I think you're giving the audience, the majority of the audience, like, too much credit.
The problem with Lost is that they have a hardcore geek audience, and then somehow they found the Desperate Housewives audience too.
Right,
and that's a problem.
It's all that Sawyer running around without a shirt.
It is. I used to work with people that would say that. I'm like, wait, you watch Lost? Fuck yeah, dude. Sawyer running around without his shirt on for an hour? Fuck yeah. And I'm like, wait, you watch Lost? Like, oh. And I think they're playing to that audience now. I think they're dumbing it down.
They kind of have to if they want to keep, like, staying on ABC and all that
shit.
That's
true.
That's the problem. That's why shows like Battlestar are on Sci-Fi Channel, because they don't have
a dumb audience. Like, a tiny fraction of the viewership.
Yeah, just a minuscule audience.
You mean Adama needs to be running around without his shirt on?
Fuck yes, dude. And Ty. Ty's robot man boobs.
He's got a patch over one breast. Like,
one of his nipples got cut off in torture.
Do you think Adama's chest is pockmarked?
My titty,
like,
bro!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait. Maybe Adama has a really bad back knee.
Yeah. Like, it's like flying through the Death Star trenches in his back.
Aww.
Stay on target.
So.
Stay on target.
Actually, Porkins is still lost in there. He's never found his way out. Anyway, I did think that was interesting. Oddly enough, I like Daniel. I'm sick of them introducing new characters every 5 minutes, but I like
Daniel.
Which one's Daniel?
The nerd.
He's a cool actor, though. He's a really good actor. Whatever.
I like that he's going to bring some I know what's going on to the show to at least explain it to the dumbasses like Sawyer.
Well, he's the internet guy.
Yeah.
Who's on the show.
He's Wikipedia.
Right.
I like how he says to Sawyer in the premiere, there's no way I could possibly explain it to a physicist. I can't explain it to you. You are cornpone dumbass. And he's like, fucking explain it. Okay, the island is skipping through time. that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah, but then Sawyer slaps him.
Right, because that's just him.
I was just like, what?
Be glad he wasn't holding a pistol, because that guy would have broken teeth. But the thing that's interesting to me, and if you want to know my new Lost theory, I won't bore you with it on the podcast, go to the forum and look up the Lost thread. And I've posted my new theory involving time travel and fate. So we'll see.
They just need to go ahead and wrap that up.
I like their rules. I like the time travel rules because they're different. Almost all sci-fi shows that do time travel do... You can't... Or you can go back and change whatever you want. Back to the Future rules. And then there will be a diverging time stream from the point where you change something. But this is using Time Machine rules. H.G. Wells rules, where you can... Never change the past, no matter what.
It always fixes itself.
Yeah,
it'll
correct.
Unless you're Desmond, who is special.
Why is he special?
He has that accent.
Is he special because he exploded in the hatch, and that set him off of time?
Maybe. That's interesting. I hadn't really thought about it more than that, but whatever.
So this
He's
list.
Special because of his love for Penne.
Oh, okay. Penne, like Jenne? Right.
Sorry.
Did you hear that... Tom Hanks was speaking at the Obama rally the day before, and I wrote somebody that I follow on Twitter said it would be so awesome if his mic cut out right as he's speaking, and at the end he's like, that's all I've got to say about that. And then his wife comes running through a river, I don't know. So this list from unrealitymag.com is the top 10 greatest Lost what the fuck isms. I haven't read this yet. But maybe we'll gauge whether we thought these were great what-the-fuck-isms or not. Number 10 was the four-toed statue.
Oh, I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah, because they never followed up on it. And what was that, season 2?
Season
1?
That was the season I didn't watch, so that must have been season 3.
No.
That was after the crew that was either, got split.
That was either the very last episode of season 2, I think.
Maybe.
They were trying to rescue...
Or it was towards the end of season
Kate,
1.
Kate, Hurley, and Jack.
No, it was. It couldn't have been season 1.
It was on the season finale of, I think, season 2.
Wait, maybe.
Because it was right before the sky exploded. And
that's true. They were trying to get around.
But read interviews with Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof. They don't ever know what that shit's about. They just throw it in there. And then they come back later. So... knowing that about them as television makers, I kind of put a lot less stock in that stuff. They probably haven't even decided what that's going to be yet.
Well, I mean, didn't they show a whole bunch of other things like that too? Like
they've shown artifacts from the past. They've shown some kind of ruinous
stuff.
And then
in the last episode, they showed those soldiers who looked like they were like maybe World War II soldiers or something.
I think those were Dharma dudes.
No, those were like British military soldiers.
Those were American dudes. Those were American Army because that's what they wore. They had the green with the white, like the white patch, and they were all carrying M1s.
So maybe at some point they crash landed on the island.
Yeah,
too.
It sounds like that's what they're trying to head towards is like a bunch of like random people from random time planes or something eventually end up on the island. And
my theory condensed is that something they're going to do during a time skip is going to predicate them being on the island so that they have to be there, which is how they got there. They're going to do something in the past.
Which is why the girl is starting to die, the one who shouldn't be there with Daniel.
Why shouldn't she be there?
Because she wasn't supposed to be
there. She was born there.
The chick who's bleeding from the nose?
Yeah. She was born there.
What?
She told Daniel in the season finale that she was born on the island.
The redhead girl.
I don't remember
with
that.
The accent.
I don't remember.
There's too much
that.
To remember, but yes, she claims she was born on the island. But I'm thinking they're gonna somehow end up in like 1950. They're gonna do something as a group when they all get back together, I guess. That's gonna say that okay, you were here in 1950 or some shit, which for some reason means you have to be here in 2004, and like that's gonna be the reason for all the coincidences that got them there.
That would be interesting.
It's basically gonna be fate pulling them towards the island through coincidence. So we'll see. Number 9 is the fact that they have to bring Locke's dead body. Is Locke dead? Is he in some sort of medicinal coma?
I don't know.
I didn't expect you to know. I'm just asking what you think. Okay.
It's Weekend at Bernie's. That's what I was saying. It's Weekend and Bernie's got into Back to the Future.
Like they're hooking line to his arm. Well, people.
That's what they did to Saeed.
And Saeed, they're carrying Saeed around like asleep the whole time.
Did we just lose the internet?
No.
Okay.
Stop. I think GarageBand's fucked up.
Somebody on the chat says, you must be too close to the truth.
I'm going to pause this and restart
Some ABC crony.
Okay, trying recording now. Maybe it's working. Seems to be working.
I think your light bulbs are sapping all the electricity.
Dude, one of them already burned out.
Oh my god.
It was burning so bright.
What kind of light bulbs are those?
They're CFLs. They're supposed to last 10 years, so I'm going to take them back tomorrow. I don't know. Anyway. Number 8 is, I guess, the revelation of the 108-minute button. Let's see what it says. Do you ever think that maybe they put you down here just to push a button every 100 minutes to see if you would? Oh, yeah, I guess the idea that was it an experiment or did it actually do something? But I think they proved that it was actually doing something.
No, I thought they proved that it wasn't doing anything. Because then there was the other pod where they're like, make sure that dude... Remember, then they found
See, but
like,
I think
the other...
those guys were the ones being fucked with. Because when they I think every 108 minutes is when they were discharging the magnetic force of the island. Because when they didn't do it, the hatch blew up and the island was no longer invisible.
Sure.
Something. It was doing something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's part of the mind.
Oh, because remember, the guys that were watching them, their reports were shooting out of a tube onto a hill. Which means they were the ones getting fucked with.
That's right.
Fuck this show.
I give up.
Number 7 was the revelation that there was a hatch. I like the fact that later on you learn through interviews that they had no idea what was in the hatch. There was just a hatch. That's kind of fucked up. But I remember being so excited. What's in the hatch?
What's in the hatch?
What's in the hatch? What's in the fucking hatch? What's in the hatch?
If only decapitated heads.
What's in the hatch? That would be so great if it was a giant pile of his dead wife's heads. Like a bunch of them somehow. A
bunch of Gwyneth Paltrow's.
Number 6 is the fact that Locke was in a wheelchair, which we didn't know for, 9 or 10 episodes in season 1?
Yeah.
Or longer, maybe?
That was
kind of a what-the-fuck
season. That one, it was a good what-the-fuck when it started, and that
That got really interesting. Like, the more flashbacks you got,
building
whenever
him
he's walking
up
around
as the saddest motherfucker ever. Like, all of his flashbacks made him a sad
piece
of shit.
Yeah, that was depressing.
I'm just kind
of
curious how
with his dad throwing him out the window, and then that's...
He falls in love with a phone sex girl and thinks she really likes him.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm just curious.
I didn't even see those episodes.
They say that there's a lot of things that they didn't know or this or that, but how do you direct him as an actor in the first episode saying, okay,
yeah,
walk as if you've never walked before?
No, they've talked about that. That's why it's
pure genius.
It comes
or
across the...
They have a time machine and knew they were going to do
it
this.
It comes across as odd, like, that the actors get stuff right. Like, the same thing happens in Battlestar. I was reading an article with Ron D. Moore that says, you know when Deanna sees the Final Five in her vision and then she says,
I had no idea.
That was bullshit because they hadn't even picked a Final Five yet. Yeah. None of them. None of the five had been chosen. And they thought that would just be dramatic. And now they're saying, spoiler, if you don't want to know who the final fifth is, turn off right now. Run away. Go away. I'm going to say the name of the final fifth Cylon. This just in. Spoiler alert. I'm going to name the final Cylon. They're saying now, they're like, yeah, it was Ellen that she was saying that to. But she wasn't saying it to anybody. She was just talking shit. Anyway. Number five is Polar Bear. That was when the show was so young that you had no idea at all what any of it was about. And the polar bear was a pretty good what the fuck. You're like, why is there a polar bear on the island? No one cares. Okay, moving on. Number four, Ethan. Having not actually been on the plane.
Bad.
Kay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Number three, Michael shooting Aunt Lucia in the
That was so good.
Yeah, I rewatched that recently. That's a pretty good clip.
That was an
I was glad when Aunt Lucia showed up again. Oh, spoilers.
Yeah, especially since they fired her for being a bitch.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That was interesting. They're like, so we're going to give you a part. We're not really going to pay you, but we'll give you some alcohol.
Yeah, you need to leave.
Yeah, we'll give you two bottles of scotch, and that's it. That's all you get.
That's all I need. I'm good with that.
Oh, God. Have you seen the new trailer for the new Fast and the Furious?
No, is she in it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh God,
all, of
them
are back.
Josh is gay for that.
I know.
Oh, I'm going to be there opening night, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, God, Josh. Yeah, they're all back.
It's just called Fast and Furious. And the tagline is new model, original parts, because all the original cast from the first one came back.
I got that.
Oh, it's
why
so
do you have
good
enthusiasm for such dreck?
Because the first one was so bad, but I loved it so much.
You gotta live life quarter mile at a time.
Denise Joel gets it.
I'd rather not.
Everyone can eat shit!
That's right.
Shit. The next two are the smoke monster and having to go back to the island. Moving on.
But I'm dumb.
Yeah, next thing. Okay, so you all got to see the rated R version of Taken with Liam Neeson.
Oh my God, it was awesome!
Which I did not.
We're gonna go ahead and just shut down everything right now and
just jizz over that forever.
We're gonna dim the lights a little bit and talk to you guys here a little bit about that.
Yeah, tell me about Taken. I will. The only thing I can say is that when I saw the trailer, I wanted to have monkey sex with that movie.
You would have been so pissed. I mean, I haven't seen the American version, but if it's PG-13,
yeah, they're gonna edit some things out because you can't show some of that.
Then I'm not gonna see it.
Don't.
I'll give you a copy.
Will see the rated R version.
Right. And that's
That one interrogation was just... Eli and I both, like, just cheered. I was like, arms up, touchdown, like, woo!
So it's going to be like the Mortal Kombat on SNES versus Genesis? Like, there's smoke coming out of...
Always go Genesis. Always.
Liam Neeson slits someone's throat and smoke just pours out.
Yeah, it would be... Yeah, that's pretty much a difference. Like, if there's a scene in that movie where someone's throat gets ripped out with someone's hand, in the American version, I'm assuming that...
It's probably like a
polite
pat on
the back. Someone's going to tie someone else's shoelaces together, and he's going to trip and fall.
Right.
And then be, like, knocked out when he hits the ground. Like, oh! And then
like a Smallville maneuver.
Yeah, he's like, I totally got it.
Right, right.
Or be like in E.T. where they Photoshop out the guns for
with
walkie-talkies.
Whereas, basically, Liam Neeson kills every motherfucker in the room.
Dude.
And every single one is awesome.
Here was the appeal of that
really
movie
was
to me
good
instantly. And this is how... Hollywood, take a note. This is how you make a trailer in... A minute and a half, if it was even that long, that trailer communicated to me that Liam Neeson is going to be a badass. He's going to be more badass than anyone else he comes up against. He's going to fucking kill everybody. It might not be easy, but he's going to make it look easy with, like, style.
You have no idea.
And an accent.
You have no idea.
And I'm like, that's if that's what you're selling me, sold.
You don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, God. No, what you're saying is right. So you're saying it's basically, yeah, it's the greatest steak and mashed potato dinner. It's
I don't know where he's going with this.
It's unbelievable.
But I'm along for the ride. Let's see where
you're going. Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. And then when you think you've done it all, like, you throw up something that's so much better.
Whoa.
And you eat it again, and it's...
I don't know. Just let it go.
It's so much better than the first time.
Wow, and so then eating your own vomit.
Then you want dessert.
Mm, good.
And it's
good. Pecan pie.
It is mind-blowingly good.
It's about what
it's simple,
every...
stupid.
It's what every action movie wants to be,
like,
basically.
If a Steven Seagal movie was serious with a good actor.
Actually, yes.
And if he could actually, yeah. But, yeah.
Because they just say Steven Seagal is the baddest ass motherfucker, and you're supposed to believe it, but he's really like this big doughy ponytail guy.
Whereas Liam Neeson, like, you know, the first like 20 minutes, you're
I
just
have
like
a very particular set of skills.
He's all he's it's like, oh, I'm overprotective about my daughter, but I never get to see her, and it's like, dude, your family's kind of fucked up. That's really and oh my god, fucking
and then
Jean
the
Grey
movie
is
starts.
A fucking bitch in this movie.
Yeah, she's the biggest whore.
Famke Janssen's in it.
Yeah, she's in it. Jesus, ex-wife.
Jean Grey sucks dick.
She is a fucking ice queen. It's actually
Here's something to understand before anybody like misunderstands what we're saying. It's not like the greatest acted movie I've
no,
ever
it just
seen.
Does what it does right.
Right, because it's cheesy in the sense of like, oh god.
Because
like,
that's what I was saying. It seemed honest. Right. It seemed like you were telling me exactly what you're selling, and if I want that, that's what I'm going
to
get.
This is essentially, I think, what a lot of action movies want to be. Because it's just straight up action, and it doesn't have like flashy explosions or anything like that.
Plus,
it's just
well
choreographed.
I love it when a guy is the ultimate badass.
I know, like, exactly,
but correctly and unbelievably.
Right.
He's like the
firstborn.
It's basically, it shares a lot in it's basically with yeah, a lot like
yeah,
that.
This one, they the writer probably came in and said, "I got some great idea." He's like, "No, fuck you, man. We spent all our money in this kung fu choreography.
Yeah, if these are not ideas on how to kill a guy with a ballpoint pen, get out.
What the fuck
it's
is
so
this?
Much better than
your
that,
script
though.
Is stupid, jackass. Get out of here.
And it doesn't matter because Liam Neeson needs to say like 8 lines, and he just has that wonderful voice. It's just so warm and oh god,
inviting.
He's gonna kill me.
That yeah. See, they did such a good move by putting him doing the main voiceover in that trailer, and those particular lines seem to communicate the entire purpose of the movie.
That's all you really
okay,
need to
next
know.
The next part is very important. They're going to take you. And I'm like, the fact that he's so fucking calm and his daughter is about to get kidnapped shows how much of a badass he is.
Yeah, no, that was awesome because we had cookies in that
It's way. Funny. It's
when,
so funny.
When we were watching it and I had my phone and I was set on the timer and then she's on the phone with your dad.
Explain this properly. Explain this properly because this was actually a seriously funny moment because I made the joke. I was like, we're going to be watching a badass movie and eating chocolate chip cookies. Fresh.
Okay, so I brought over like chocolate chip cookies that was ready to go into the oven, right? So we're like, okay, we'll put the cookies in and, you know, start the movie. And then we'll just set Josh's timer on his iPhone and then come run down and get it whenever it's ready to go. So we're starting the movie. We're joking around. We're eating dinner, whatever.
Yeah.
And he sets his timer.
And the shit just starts to hit the fan.
Right.
Well, no.
No.
There's no spoiler here. It's the scene in the trailer.
In the trailer.
Where she's under the bed. And he's talking to her saying, you know, okay, the next part is where you're, you know, they're going to take you. That whole sequence is happening just like in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to be quiet. And, like, we're trying to figure out, like, we think maybe that they've left her, but she's still under the bed. Like, are they going to take her? We don't know. And...
we know they're going to take her because they show
it in the trailer.
But you don't really know
how
it's going to happen.
It's still so tense. And,
it's,
you know,
still, it's still super tense. Like, how is this going down?
It's so sudden and it happens so quickly. And
my phone rings in the living room. And I'm like, oh my God, who called her phone? Like, I'm freaking out because I think it happened in the movie. And I'm like, no, this is how they're going to get her. And I'm like, I'm freaking out so much. You don't even notice that they've actually really taken her. Like, I'm so
disconnected. It was chaos.
It was like, no!
And we're like, what's going on? What is the beeping? Why is it still going? Why is it so loud? And in the room with us on Josh's phone. Damn
That's
it.
Pretty awesome.
And then they look over and they just see me running like to the cookies. Cookies! No!
Actually, like Liam Neeson calls the baker. He's like, I want you to listen very carefully.
Pretty soon, the oven's going to go off, and they're going to take you out, and they're going to eat you. I want you to shout out everything you see above their heads.
I need you to sit down.
Knives, spatulas, fire, parchment paper.
They're in this huge house, and it's mostly empty. There's all this shit piled up in one room. For no reason.
Nom, nom, nom. Yeah, the entire rest of the movie was like, holy shit, this is badass. Hey, can you hand me another cookie?
If you're calling for cookies, if you want cookies, I don't have any. What I do have is a very particular set of baking skills. I will find you, and I will eat you.
And I will and bake I you. Will,
and I will feed you.
So the bad guy's the gingerbread man?
Like, yeah, I'm pretty much.
Run as fast as you can.
Well, no, it's not the...
Catch me, I'm Liam Neeson.
It's the fucking dude from it's the Pillsbury Doughboy, because he's talking with the French accent. Hey, good luck.
Oh!
What?
Just runs away.
Well, because at the end of the trailer, he says, I will find you.
Oh, yeah, good
and
luck.
I look at it, and then he's like, yeah. Hey, good luck. Yeah, then he goes,
le click. Like,
le click.
Then he pushes his own, belly in. They can go, hee-hee.
Everybody's freaking out in the chat room. I guess somebody came in that didn't know what was going on.
Man.
Someone came in that didn't know what was going on and was like, who are these people? What are they talking about? And they like went nuts on him. Calm down, everybody.
They've been like on some kind of speed crack for the past hour and a half.
Do you have any idea what you're talking about?
I have no idea what speed crack is.
Really?
It's a Filipino thing.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You crush it.
Calm down.
Eat it.
Fred Truck says, smoke rocks! That's one thing you should know about me, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, they've been going at it for the past hour and a half.
You guys are nuts.
It's
okay,
been
can we move on now?
Yeah, we're going to go to the mail sack. Truncated mail sack. We're going to be going on forever. Lots of questions, so we're only going to get to do some of them.
There is one specifically towards the bottom that I do want to get to.
Okay,
I just
let
want
me
to
know.
Address, so.
This was a follow-up to the Geek Love connection that we tried to make a few episodes back. Update from Jess Christine that things went very well.
Aww.
Wait, no.
Is there like an aww track?
You have to have the clip.
You don't have an aww?
The, like, the fucking Saved by the Bell, like when Zach is macking.
Aww.
Like,
yeah.
I've been looking for that. And I think that is hard as hell to find.
Aww,
there's so many combinations to that word to try to find that audio sound. It's the... teen heartthrob,
yeah,
ooing, yes,
yeah,
yeah. You try typing all that into Google, and you see what you come with.
I've been teen heartthrob ooh ah sound effect.
This is episode 42. I've been looking since episode like 3 for that.
Okay.
So if anybody has that, go ahead and send that along.
Yeah.
Anyway, yay! Good job.
Yeah, so good. I'm skipping over some questions that are either like close to ones we've already answered. So if we didn't get to yours, I'm sorry.
Deleted.
it's not true.
I think we've already done the one about like where would you go if you had like unlimited money and funds trip wise. I think we've already done
that.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah,
okay,
we did.
So sorry, Heron. We've already done that.
Ah, those were the days.
yeah, there was a time.
Let's see. We did that sort of. This is kind of interesting. You're making it. This is from Drum. You're making a time capsule to be buried in your basement. And open 200 years from now, what would you put in to mess with future historians?
Oh. I would put my MacBook Pro in it, but it would only have Windows installed.
Interesting.
Oh,
that's kind of an intellectual mind fuck. There
just to be like, what? Why did people like these
things? I put in Cloverfield.
The monster or the movie?
The movie.
Oh, okay.
And then just say no.
Actually,
totally
this
legit.
Is a document.
I would
historical document.
I would put in my Groverfield T-shirt because I've already ruined it, so it doesn't matter.
It already looks like it's been in a time capsule for 200 years.
See, I put in Cloverfield, but cut out the credits, the opening.
Yes,
and credits.
There you go. Leave the part about how it's a government film.
Right.
Oh, no,
exactly.
No. Just straight up, you have to like dub it onto like DV or something, and just straight up sell it. Like
no,
it
put
it
on 35mm tape, like film, in like an old rusty can.
Yeah.
That would work pretty good.
I would probably do that.
And then put a note that's like, this is what happened to us.
Save us.
More of them came.
Or save yourself.
Or I put a like a bunch of Chinese like throwing
people.
Stars.
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay. And nunchucks. And
that was my racist thing, by the way.
Oh.
I wanted to do one.
Oh, good job.
Okay.
Is he a brother?
How's that going to fuck with people if you put nunchucks and throwing stars?
I don't know. That way that they're like, man, that's all they had to fight that Cloverfield thing with? No wonder they went down.
You should stage pictures of like children with nunchucks, like babies. and then like put those in there and be like,
oh no no no, I would
like
take
training camp.
I would take pictures then.
Baby ninja training camp.
I'd take pictures of small children working in the workforce and then adults like at home like pooping their
pants on themselves
and then being like,
that's already a website, dude. They have that.
Well, okay, then I'll put those in there.
Wow,
and that's $19.95 a month.
Everything really? Was all reversed.
What are you talking
so
about?
So you're gonna fake Benjamin Button?
Like, oh, you know what I would do? I would record Eli on a podcast, and then I would put that in there, and they'd be like, they'd be like,
this doesn't make sense.
People used to not make sense. Wow, they must have...
Wow, highly unintelligent.
They must have been on drugs.
Or they find the voice recordings of Eli, and they treat that like the Rosetta Stone, and they think that they think that's how they know English, and then nothing else on the planet makes
honestly,
any sense.
Honestly, it's just the third ending to AI. It's just that's all that's going to happen.
God.
They're gonna wake Eli up and like reanimate him and be like, "We found the DNA from your most beloved person that you want to see. We can bring Cloverfield back for one day, but then he dies." And I'm like, "I'm so happy, Cloverfield." Me too, bro.
It's just Eli like sitting on the grass, looking up, the tear coming from his eye. Not like this. Not like his crunch.
Wow. Wow.
I will never get tired of watching Switch and Apoc
Switch,
die.
Switch and Apoc, that's right. By Cypher's hand. So, next thing. Sally says, when you have a big enough following, would you ever consider using us fancy bastards to take over the world? I'm trying to do that now! Get on the ball, goddammit! Come on! What? Big enough? 10,000 people can do a lot of shit.
You mother?
Like, what if I could convince? What if I could convince everyone that reads this site to like mail a ballpoint pen to somebody? Like one dude, I'd pick someone out of the phone book, and they get like 10,000 ballpoint pens in the mail. That'd freak you out. I don't know.
Or
no?
What?
We somehow
are like poop in a bag and mail it to some dude.
No, don't do that. Don't tell them to.
Come on.
They'll do it.
We can do anything.
Mail it to Eli. We could probably get them if they can all do it at the same time. We can sync it up somehow, like reverse spin the Earth.
Everyone jump at the same time.
It's like, no. Everybody run to the west at the same time.
Yeah.
It's important.
Westward.
But kind of like in a ball, like get into a ball.
And then half of them will be like, wait, like left? No, wait, no. Just west, wherever that is for you. Just
This is going to be a
upwards
failure.
I don't know.
This is going to be a fucking disaster.
Let's just do it. Fuck. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Next.
How do you take over the world anyway? Maybe I can get everyone to get a rape horn and we could all blow them every day at 3 o'clock. Like exactly at 3:16. Everyone blows their rape horn. So like one guy in every town in America.
And you're fired.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. Yeah, if you're at work, you have to do it. No. Next. This is from Senior Face Kick. What's your opinion on America's sudden obsession with the supposed 12/21/2012 apocalypse? You know, because the Mayan calendar ends
that's
on that
all
day.
Garbage.
And then now there's a movie about it.
Obsession? I don't give a shit about it.
I think they're just saying that, like, because the movie's coming out,
well, some
people
are
going to freak
out
are talking
it.
About it.
Right, whatever. It's so... Ugh.
Hey, if it's going to end, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not even... They never said... The prophecy never says that the world's going to end. They're saying it's the end of the cycle of the era.
That's when
Jesus
is coming back.
It is going to renew
sure,
the cycle.
Jesus is coming back.
They didn't have Jesus back then.
That doesn't matter.
Thank you, Jesus.
What are you talking about? I guarantee you that... I don't want to say too much. I bet people I grew up with think that. That's a pretty good explanation.
That Jesus is coming
back? Yeah. Because when I was little, they were disappointed that it wasn't happening then.
Why would you... What?
Dude, I came from a we pray for apocalypse kind of place.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
What does that even mean?
they were hoping for it to happen, like, tomorrow.
So stupid.
No.
What?
No.
What are you talking about? Because clearly we're the special people that are going to get into heaven. We should do whatever we can to get there sooner.
Yeah.
Come on. Makes total sense.
I'm so wrong on this because I don't remember any of the facts, but I only remember part of the story was that one of those like Pat Robertson type dudes was glad that Obama got elected because it's going to bring about the war in the Middle East that's going to bring about the apocalypse.
Whatever. Sure.
So it's all good. It's all good, everybody. Don't worry about it. The apocalypse is coming, and that's what we're looking for.
Why are those people still alive?
Because the apocalypse hasn't happened yet. God. That's when they're all going to go.
What is it called? The when they take you
up. The apocalypse.
The rapture.
No, the rapture.
Yeah, that's all we cared about when I was little.
Rapture is actually a pretty good band for those.
So is Asia.
They're out in New York, and they're pretty good.
In Europe.
Rapture was also a pretty cool underwater city, even if you're into that kind of thing.
And Bioshock.
They're also in Jurassic Park.
What?
Those are raptors. No. They can open doors.
No, those are the raptures. When they run together as groups.
Oh, okay.
They're a
rapture of raptors.
Right.
Like a pod of whales.
They're like, holy shit, here come a gaggle of
They're rapturing this way.
A pod?
Yeah, exactly.
Clever girl.
You've been raptured.
It's a pod of T-Rexes.
It's a murder of
You would DNA. Wish you'd been raptured if you'd gotten eaten by a fucking velociraptor.
You bred raptures.
Okay,
anyone would rapture
fundamentalist dinosaurs. Who would rapture her?
It's a rapture egg.
Actually, that's actually how Mary got pregnant. Was rapture. Whoa, never mind.
Wow, really? Wow. No, let's not do that.
I had to top you guys.
No, let's not do that.
You were only going racist. I'm going sacrilegious.
More like sacrilegious. You have any pizza left?
One slice? It's yours, buddy.
I really don't want any. I'm fine.
Apparently, I don't even remember him doing this, but when Nathan Lane was on 30 Rock, he named his fists Charles Nelson Reilly and Sandra Day O'Connor.
What?
I don't remember that either. I do remember him being on there.
Wonderful.
What would you name your fists? This is from Jesse. What a weird ass question. I would name them Ty and Adama. And they would argue and have old man fights. No.
Sounds weird.
Chester A. Arthur.
And Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Yeah.
El Mariachi.
Vans Hammersley.
Vans Hammersley? What is that from?
That's pretty good.
Our stores are not constantly on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mine would be Bramlett Abercrombie and Cherith Cute Story.
What?
Yeah. That's a cute
Cherith
story.
Cherith Cute Story, yeah.
Bramlett Abercrombie is the fictional persona that Stephen Colbert uses in interviews sometimes. And in one of them, everyone listening, immediately after the show, go to YouTube, Google Bramlett Abercrombie, or search it in YouTube. He talks to a female black judge about whatever her job is. Like he completely ignores it and pretends that she's got her own judge show, like Judge Judy. And he plays the role of Bramlett Abercrombie, who had his sofa stolen by his live-in girlfriend. And she set it on fire, and then he plays the girlfriend, and it's fucking classic. It's like
what?
The most amazing,
I don't understand any of that.
Like improv'd weirdness I've ever seen. So everyone do that. And then Cherith Cute Story is obviously Michael's maritime lawyer from Arrested Development.
You're a
crook, Captain Hook. Oh, won't someone throw the book at the pirate? And then it stops. Next thing. Haven't read that, so I can't answer. Trep says, in reference to 42, what is the one piece of totally outlandish tech that you wish you possessed from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Shit.
I only read the first one.
Babblefish. Babblefish. I want the Babblefish.
The Babblefish?
That's all I want.
Or you can have Google. Forever. You could have the AltaVista version that doesn't work.
Yeah, it kind of works. That helped me with my homework a lot, like, years ago.
For what class? German?
Yeah. What other class?
I don't know.
It was for my English.
Oh, wait. Well, you are that stupid. I don't know.
I'm not Eli.
Josh made an ESL joke about you earlier, and I'm like, dude,
I'm not even sure it's his first language. Like, or I'm not even sure he has it as a language, but I know it's his only one. I think I know more Spanish than Eli, and I don't know any. So, I can order at Taco Bell. Okay, you got Babelfish. I will go with...
that leaves me with a Heart of Gold. That's...
You can have the Heart of Gold. Fine. It's too hard to drive.
Whatever.
I'll go with Marvin. Only voiced by Alan Rickman, God, though, because that really did it for
that's
me.
That's a good one. Damn.
Or the Happy Door.
The Happy Door.
Happy Door. Hey, it's happy to how do you doing? I'm so glad have to be opening
good,
for you.
Have a good day.
Or a towel. Towels are nice.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's what I was saying. The towel.
Towel's pretty good. Yeah. Question for John.
Oh, see,
this is the one you want to answer.
No, this is... I didn't see this till later, but I will answer this.
I know
this.
What you're going to say.
And I know who this is from, personally.
This is from Chris. You know this guy, right?
Yeah.
Out of the following...
In Minneapolis.
Which was the most significant moment in television history? Number one, the inauguration of Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the United States, who gave a speech that inspired all Americans and gave the world a comforting sense of optimism. I love how well this is worded. Number two, the third season episode of BSG, where Galactica jumped into New Caprica's atmosphere, dropping like a giant fireball, launching all of her Vipers, and then jumping out only hundreds of feet above the planet's surface, which we have often stated as being the most thrilling moment in sci-fi television, perhaps all television. Number three, stop talking. Number three, the first season episode of Veronica Mars, where Veronica says the words rim job.
Oh, man.
This is a tough one.
Can you put number three in context? Because I don't, obviously...
I don't remember the exact context. There have been a handful of times where she says some, like, really horrible gay innuendo. There was an episode about a gay kid in there. And then
jobs
there was...
aren't gay. Anybody can do that. You don't own rim jobs. First you think you own anal sex, now you think you own rim jobs? Come on.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
What's a rim job? That's when you have someone put your legs behind your head.
Did you see...
Someone lick your ass.
Did you see... I think it was last night's Colbert.
I haven't, so no.
He's got the president of the NAACP on his little interview. Not in studio, but filmed interview.
Yeah, sure.
And the guy is saying, you need to always look in the past to know where you're going. And he's like, okay, so you're always looking behind you. And when you see someone behind you, you pull them forward with you as you go forward in life. He's got this metaphor. He's like, so you reach behind you and you grab them. He's like, right. But what if, why do you have to go behind you? Why can't they just reach around? And he goes, fine, whatever. You reach behind you, you reach around them, you give them a reach around, right? Yes, whatever. Give them a reach around, give them a reach forward. And he's like, just to be clear, you do want to give people a reach around. He's like, yeah, what? Well, wait.
What?
Anyway, moving on.
That's awful. I'm going to have to go with number two.
Of course you are.
Because it takes... Because
you didn't stand up and cheer with Obama. You might have teared a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't cheer.
Obama was inspirational, but it's so rare for me to get up off of my ass for anything.
Yeah, I know.
And I stood up and cheered for the rebellion.
It's as if that episode were a remote and a peanut butter sandwich just out of reach.
Right. And it's like, oh, God, I need both of these things right now. Like,
Yeah. No, that was thrilling. That was thrilling.
Yeah, that was maybe the greatest...
I've also been told...
...single moment of my life.
I cheered like I was in a live audience. Yeah. Like they were going to hear me on this ship.
Like, yay, congratulations, you guys did an awesome job! Yeah.
Like it was Lama, like I was you're awesome. Like I was at I Stomp, and I wanted them to know how much I enjoyed the show.
Woo! Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I have also been told by a third party that I am to inform the podcast that I picked number two because a hottie on the net told me to do so.
Oh, okay. Who did?
Which did is you not sell? Why did you sell your vote, Josh?
He sold his vote for.
I did not see that until after I had actually
voter tampering.
Yeah.
Number Josh tampering. Next.
He is a hottie though.
Oh.
Number who? Chris?
No.
You're not even talking about him.
No, this is somebody else.
God, you're all over the place. Lard Boy asks, can you name any good cartoons from the 80s that weren't a jumped up fireworks display of a toy advert?
Didn't exist. Next question.
That's what was fun about them.
There was no such thing.
Okay, hang on though. Then maybe ones that didn't work. Like the toy was never popular, but the show was.
Mask?
I had some masks, but they weren't like almost no one else I knew.
That's what I'm saying. It came out the same. Well, yeah, there you go. It didn't work. They came out the same time as Transformers and G.I. Joe. It was the poor man's version.
Mask, here's what sucks, is that G.I. Joe was like we have a story, but by our toys. Transformers were like, we have a pretty good story, but by our toys. Mask was like, we're toys, by us. We look like fun, don't we?
Yeah.
we're like a car that turns into a plane.
Or no, dude, because they got ahead. They probably put a fucking copyright on it before Transformers or G.I. Joe or anybody could come up with it. But they were like, we have a motorcycle that can turn into a helicopter.
Right. Right. Done.
Boosh.
We walk.
Yeah, right, you know what? $1 million. I didn't have any of that. I had fucking Dino Riders.
Whatever. You were
same thing. Ghetto. Good cartoon, but not everybody had those.
Right.
I had one.
I had a handful of them, and I loved that cartoon.
Did you ever have the guys with the magnet boots? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. I don't know what they're called. No. And this is not going to be Micronauts is what you're thinking of, and it's not Micronauts. Someone help me, if you can hear this, and tell me what it was I had. Every one of the toys, there were two things. Every one of the toys had magnet boots. It was a guy in a vehicle, a tiny guy, like 3 inches tall, 2 inches tall, maybe. Magnet boots and a helmet, and then his vehicle did something motorized, but it was not battery powered. Like it was locked down, but there was like gears. So like you would press a button that would unlock the gears, and his ship would like sprout legs and stand up.
What?
I'm just saying, I owned this, and I don't know.
Did you dream this?
I can't say. One guy says Zoids. I don't know. I'll look it up. That doesn't sound familiar. Sounds like
Magnetics
magic.
With an X.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to look them up. The other thing I had that was weird, and I still to this day do not know how it worked, there were these toys. I think they were called like Light Racers or something, that it was a little shuttle pod car, and you would pull out this like nuclear power cell out of the top of it, hold it up to a light, and as soon as it glowed green in like the night, you would put it back in and the car would go.
I had one of those. Oh my god.
How the fuck did that work?
You just blew my mind.
How was it light powered?
I don't know. I never even thought about it. I was five.
Yeah. And it would go for like 6 feet and then you had to hold it up to the light again.
Holy shit. I got that as like a present from a cousin for something. I love that thing. I only had just the one car.
Me too.
Yeah, the little tiny peg thing. That, yeah. Like,
it had like a golf tee, but fat.
Yeah.
And you would turn off the light. You would hold it up to the light. Then you would turn it off to make sure it was glowing.
Hold it up to a lamp, and then I would like cover my hand over it and look.
And it would glow green. You'd pop it in there, and it would zoom, and it would go off.
What?
Maybe that's how we fix the environment. Everyone carries around like a 600-pound like rod of cobalt, and we hold it up to a lamp and then stick it in our car. I don't know. So, moving on. Let's see. I haven't read this yet. Carhedron says, longtime reader, recent listener, first time questioner. I have a question for everyone that I seriously hope you haven't gotten before. If human biology were somehow altered so that both males and females could become pregnant and or impregnate others, regardless of gender, whose baby would you want growing inside you? That wording. That wording. Or who would you want to impregnate? What? Also, why?
Sam Elliott.
Wait.
Are you carrying his?
Either way.
Okay, this goes back to that one time he was like, if you could be somebody else, who would you be? And Eli was like, Josh. Because I want to try something.
That's true. That's his gayness.
That's we know.
Latent Mexi gayness.
Yeah.
What's Sam Elliott have to do with anything?
Because he's a badass.
Like Liam Neeson?
Want to have a badass baby.
Oh my god.
Like, so
it comes out with
so
a giant mustache and a hat.
So if you got Liam Neeson's baby, it would like, it would
punch
ninja
way
kick
out
of you?
Pretty much. It's like, I'm inside you. And I'm coming out.
I'm going to find
you. And when I get there, I'm going to kill you.
Like, whoa, the call is coming from inside your man uterus.
Your
uterus. It's uterus.
Stop it. Oh, my God. This is so weird.
Sam Elliott?
Wow.
Okay, I would say.
I'm going to go with specifically, not the actor, but the role.
Okay.
Maximus from Gladiator. I will have all of his babies.
Wait, I have a question.
Nothing to do with
is
uteruses.
Is it Sam Elliott from Tombstone or from The Dude?
From Roadhouse, actually.
From Roadhouse?
Wow.
Yeah, where he's the badass. He's better than Patrick Swayze. And then they're like, oh, fuck, they're going to call that guy?
Okay, see that...
Badass?
That means that you actually were thinking about Patrick Swayze first, but then you were like, oh, shit, no.
Right, because he was like, dude, Roadhouse plus Point Break. I would impregnate Johnny Utah... just to shut his ass up and like make it harder for him to chase Patrick Swayze around.
I'd make an honest woman out of a Starbuck.
Shit, I would make an honest woman out of Starbuck.
Jesus.
She's very mannish.
That's true. You could put babies all over her. I'm sure she could carry 7 or 8. That wouldn't even slow her down. What about...
never mind.
What about Kurt Russell from Tombstone? He's ultimate badass. He's Wyatt Earp. He's lost everything.
Yeah, but...
You should let him jizz all over your baby parts.
So confusing. I'm so confused.
I'm not even sure how it works.
This makes me think I failed in biology class.
You did.
I'm so confused.
Is Filipino biology different?
It is. Their reproductive system is backwards.
No, don't do that.
Their reproductive system has a dirt floor.
Yeah, and they grow like Benjamin Button. They start out...
What? No, you can't keep making this... That joke isn't even funny.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that...
Denise is 80. What are you talking about?
That's girl, why she's so wise. That girl from Doomsday is kind of hot, too.
Whoa, what are you... You're going to give everybody a fucking brain hemorrhage.
Just saying...
Listen.
The question was asked, wasn't it?
Be careful with the internet, Denise.
You know what? I'm just...
The internet can't handle that kind
you
of
wanted
stuff.
More, whoa, Joel, you wanted more participation
the internet
from me?
Can handle that kind of stuff, and she just wrote a comic for you.
No, I can't. No. I
can't do that.
No, I can't do that. Not to Denise. I can't. You, yes, but her, no.
You can make a really horrible...
You having Maximus' baby, I can do. I can do that all day.
He has to be wearing the skirt.
And only the skirt?
The rest.
Well, you know they didn't wear anything under it. I mean...
Yes, I know.
So, come on. No other way to do it. Next thing.
What are you talking about?
This is from a new person, Core1065. I love your comics and podcast. Thank you. I have a quick question. If you have sex with a zombie, is it still necrophilia?
Oh, God.
Not if it's consensual.
Yeah. No.
Wait.
Sex with a dead, like, it's not necrophilia until they're dead, but zombies are undead.
It's yeah.
They're still so dead, they're though.
But they're
it's legal in Utah.
It's un-necrophilia.
Their blood, their blood isn't flowing.
Sex
and their
with multiple
pumping.
Zombies is legal in Utah.
It's decrophilia.
Decrophilia?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
No. I mean, it's still it's
as long as it's not in the butt.
It's legally by law dead.
Dude, zombies, you can just poke a new hole anyway. So
by,
is it even sex?
By law? What law?
Zombie law.
Yeah.
Actually, it's only legal if you...
It's the same law that governs Thunderdome. Bust a deal, face the wheel. It's the same law. Tina Turner runs all the zombie sex laws. And Beck has that song, Sex Laws. It's about that, too.
It's about a zombies. Great album.
I wanna defy the logic of our sex laws.
This is from RC's.
Yeah, this is the one that I
want
to
This one
answer.
Is for Josh. It's a gay bar in Barcelona, Spain that has a name well-suited to you, and I'm going to look at the link.
It's clean.
It is... The Bacon Bear Bar?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, there's a little tiny photo of some dude with like a crazy beard in front of it.
Yeah.
And then Denise will be able to see this that you won't. But okay, so Denise, I'm going to click the next tab over. This is the photo I took of that bar when I was there.
You were there?
Yes.
Let me see the photo.
Oh my God. It's just the sign. It says Bacon Bear Bar. Bacon Bear
Wow.
Bar.
Wow.
I've been there. I've been in there.
Does
I had
bacon
a beer.
Mean something different in Barcelona?
It's BCN is the abbreviation for Barcelona. And so they just call it bacon. I don't think they actually pronounce it that way, but that's why it's called
that's
that.
That's funny.
What a coincidence. Yeah, I've already been there.
This guy had no idea.
How was it?
Full is sex bacon? There still considered necrophilia? Or is
No.
Are we
no,
on a different
no,
question?
No, it's cool.
Okay.
I did not have sex in that bar.
Oh. In that bar?
That bar.
In that bar. I think we're done. Anybody got anything else?
Are we?
We didn't answer all the questions, but we're at an even 212. I mean, I think it's time to move on to the post show and then go watch Battlestar. Watch some.
Wait, oh yeah, we start to.
We'll do a quick one, but we'll do. It's a good one. It's
Starbucks gonna do it with the Domin tonight. I can feel it.
It's supposed to be. This is Rondé Moore's directorial debut of a Battlestar. I did not know that.
What?
Oh wow!
I didn't know that either.
It's also more of a character piece. It's gonna be a very small episode with very few characters. He says.
Huh.
Right, so it's going to be Starbuck fucking Adama.
Why would you say that?
Because it's horrible.
I need this. I need this, Kira.
Hey!
Rosalind's hair's all falled out. I'm not attracted to her anymore. You are still a hot piece of viper pilot ass. I want to do it in your cockpit.
You just said something about dicks.
The end. Thanks for hanging out. Hijinks and Sue podcast number 42. Check out hijinksandsue.com for shirts and comic prints. Check out vault.hijinksandsue.com and make a donation or a subscription donation and get access to podcast post shows, desktop wallpapers, iPhone wallpapers, behind the scenes art stuff.
My nipples are hard just thinking about it.
How long does this loop?
I'm gonna have to do a fade out in post.
Well, see you later.
Oh, that's urethra to you, sir.